Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. It's Free Angel Card Reading Friday. Past Life Readings too today. Call in. You want to get a reading? Want to do a past life reading? Now the number here is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Let's check in the chat room too. What's up? How you doing, everybody? Sabrina Renee. And Lebrax. Welcome. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Everybody in the chat room. If you have any questions in the chat room too as well, if you want to ask any questions, feel free to do so. Also, right now we have a thing going on. Well, it's donate to the Colorado Fund and support the show fund. Help me get home and help me to keep the show going. For every donation of $12 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. And also, if you want to contact me directly, you can call me at 740-601-9835. Again, that number is 740-601-9835. Also, my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And right now we got a big good thing going on too. If you donate $99 to the show, I will give you 11 60-minute sessions. That's just for the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For a donation of $99, you will receive 11 60-minute sessions. If you look at if you go to the website, you'll see that relationship counseling, life coaching, and one 60-minute session goes for $99. So we have a special going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. We have some bills to pay, some things we got to get going, pay the bills, that kind of thing. So we're giving you a heck of a deal. For a donation of $99, you will get 11 60-minute sessions. Okay, and also, let's just see here. I was sitting here looking at some things. It's kind of amazing when I sit here and go over stuff. All right, we was also talking about a couple companies out there called BrainSync. They have some liminal CDs that you can use for meditation. They have CDs for attracting love, manifestation, angels, you know, whatever you can think of. They have CDs for, they're great for meditation, their CDs. You can also get MP3 downloads too as well for a fraction of the price of what it usually costs, because it's usually like $14.95 a CD. But if you go in there and get the MP3 downloads, they're only $9.95. So that company's BrainSync. You can contact them at www.brainsync.com. Also, you can contact them directly through the phone, which is 1-800-444-SYNC, S-Y-N-C, or that's 1-800-444-7962. Also, we were talking about HemiSync CDs, too. HemiSync CDs are a little bit different than some other CDs. They actually resonate a tone that when the brain hears the tone, it actually helps both hemispheres of the brain work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. HemiSync CDs, check them out. If you want to contact them or check it out, the website is www.hemisync.com. If you also want to contact them directly, the phone number is 1-800-541-2488. Or you can contact them directly with 434-263-8692. Again, that phone number is 1-800-541-2488 or 434-263-8692. HemiSync. www.hemi-sync.com. And I'll put those in the chat room for you too as well. Let's see. And like I said today, we're doing readings tonight. 3 hours of angel card readings, any kind of reading. We also do tarot card readings and that too. So bring it on. And that sync link we're putting in the freaking chat room right now as we speak. That's Hemi-SYNC. Sync.com. Oops, too many M's. And that number is 1-800-541-2488. So check them out. And the other one was basically, what was the other one? The other one was, let me see here. Brain Sync. So it's www.brainsync.com. And their phone number is 1-800-444. I like that number. Sync, Y-N-C, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Let's see, where are we? Now instead of trying to go over this thing here, trying to find some print, I can't find it. Anyway, let's see, 7962, all right, there you go, so the links are in the chat room, so check that out. If anybody has a reading, they want to call in here and get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031, 3 hours. We're doing pre-angel card readings, past life readings. If you want to get a reading, any kind of reading, any kind of question you want to ask, just call in and let us have it. Everybody, come on. Just pop in the chute and let's do it. You know, every Friday and Saturday, we have the same thing every freaking week. You guys want to go to Psychic Marissa's and all those other people out there? Great. But the thing is, we're all very talented. We're all sitting here waiting to sit down and give you the answers to the questions that you're going to ask. So call in here. Just check it out, guys. You're out there listening. Just don't be shy to sit down and do a reading. What do you say? I also have a friend of mine. I haven't talked to her in a while. Desiree. She has a show. I think she still has a show on Rock Talk Radio called Adored Angel. The Adored Angel Show. And if you want to contact her for angel readings, too, her number is 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. And if you want to contact her over at our website, it's adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, that's adoredangel.yolasite.com. As we've been going over the last couple of days, we've been sitting here talking about chakras and doing chakra chants and clearing those chakras out. And I think it's very important that we do those because the idea of just doing chakra clearings and that kind of stuff makes a big thing, makes a big difference. And we were going over some chakras the other day. Like with, and auras. You know, we're seeing auras. How can you see auras? It's just the idea of looking past one and see the color or the energy that's resonating from the person's body. We're also looking at some situations. I was sitting there looking at the chakras, doing some chakra, because there's actually a chakra meditation in here. It's really good. So there's one of those things they're trying to bring it up real quick. She actually has two meditations in there. One's for the morning. It's a morning meditation for chakras. And it goes something like this. A 1, 2, 3, and the hell is everybody at? You know, it's like sitting here going over this thing and focusing and that kind of thing. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, you know. Anyway, let's go over the chakra. Let's go over and do some chakras. Let's clear those chakras. Let's get those chakras fine-tuned. I mean, let's everybody sit out there right now that's listening to me. And I want you to focus on the kind of life that you want. And ask yourself, are you living that kind of life? Because if you're not, you can do something about it. You know? And if you think, if you're sitting there in your chair thinking, life is so helpless, and I just don't know what to do. Well, then you're making excuses of what you really want. And maybe you don't feel you're worthy of having what you want. Well, we're sitting here right now helping you to sit here and work with chakras, auras, and focus on exactly that whole thing of connecting with your spirit and your soul and everything that goes along with it. So therefore, you can think about it and ask yourself, if there's things missing in my life, more than likely I'm missing those things within myself. So it's your job to go find those situations. It's your job to change that life around. It's your job and your responsibility to get exactly what you deserve. And also try to find things. I mean, go out there and find anything you can think of. Read a book, CDs, whatever it is to help you get that connection. So you can realize that you can have the life that you want, that you are going places. But if you're going to sit there and mope about the whole thing, one thing for a fact is you're not going nowhere. And the more you think about it, the more you slow your life down. So ask yourself, do you like the job that you're doing? If you come up with the answer no, then ask yourself, why don't you? It's one of those situations I call being truthful to yourself. Do you have integrity for yourself? Do you respect yourself? More likely, you have to come to the conclusion if you don't have the life that you want, maybe in some sense of the word, somewhere along the line, you're not. So the chakra meditation goes like this. It's a morning chakra meditation you do in the mornings, okay? You will do this. See, during the meditation that follows, you read many affirmations that deal with releasement. You'll notice that a common element in these affirmations is, I am willing to release. These affirmations are extremely effective. If you are willing to release disempowering thoughts, and if you hold the intention of being centered in peaceful power, then your success is assured. The angels tell me repeatedly, your experiences are created by your intentions. If we are willing to release a negative mindset, then the negativity is easily and rapidly released. We need only be willing to heal, and it is done. Centering yourself in a comfortable life with a powerful mind, read or listen to the chakra chant, the clearing meditations for the morning and the evening. And the reason I suggest to do that is because it's good to have a chakra clearing in the morning. Clear all those chakras out, balance them out, focusing, and getting them cleansed and recharged. So you can tackle your day when you come, you know, throughout the day we have all kinds of stuff going on. And it'd be nice to have a clear chakras, clear aura, clear mind, clear soul, clear spirit, clear everything. So therefore, we know exactly crystal clear what to do. Okay, the morning chakra clearing meditation goes like this. Start off. Breathe in and out very deeply. As you begin to open up to the healing energy of your divine light, you are perfect, whole, and complete, and you needn't add anything to yourself to experience your true power. You merely need to release a few blocks that bar you from fully experiencing and enjoying your true divinity. Awaken to your spiritual power to heal yourself. Awaken your spiritual power to heal yourself, your loved ones, and any situation in which you seem to find yourself. Fully awaken to your gifts of psychic insight, as you are a holy child of the infinite wisdom. Let's begin by focusing our awareness on the divine spark of crystal white light, sparkling within the center of your stomach area. See or feel this white sparkle of light shining like a pilot light within you. This is the spark of your true essence, your shining flame from God. Through your decision and intention, you can increase the size of this divine light now. See or feel the divine light expand in you instantly, filling your entire body and aura with the illuminated flame of divinity. Feel the warmth within you. Feel your complete, filling you completely with love and peaceful energy. Now, let's move your attentions to the area at the base of the spine. See or feel a illuminated red circle whirling in a clockwise direction. The circle looks like a spinning fan with overlapping fan blades. This is the idea where you go through these things, get a visual in your head too. Visualization, using your imagination, the visualization really good stuff to really focus on those things and get it going. Okay, it glows a beautiful ruby red. This is your root chakra, the energy center connected to your thoughts and beliefs concerning money and physical security. Mentally see or feel your root chakra, checking for any areas of darkness in or around it, which fears and worries have brought about. It's normal for all of us to have these feelings, and we needn't judge them. We just need to release them to our holy light for cleansing, purification, and transportation. As you breathe in and out very deeply, ask the inner light of your Holy Spirit to cleanse and dissolve all darkness from your root chakra by saying, I allow the light to dissolve away all fears, worries, and concerns related to money, security, and safety. And say it again. I allow the light to dissolve away all fears, worries, and concerns related to money, security, and safety. See and feel your root chakra completely cleansed, illuminated, and perfectly enlarged with divine white light. Take in a very deep cleansing breath and affirm, I know now that I am perfectly protected in all ways, and that all of my needs are met and provided for at every moment. After taking another deep breath, bring your attention to an area about 4 inches above your root chakra. See and feel an orange circle spinning like a beautifully illuminated orange fan. You are now scanning your sacral chakra, the energy center connected with your thoughts and beliefs concerning appetites and desires. Scan for any areas of darkness in your sacral chakra which you may have absorbed from fearful thoughts. Release and cleanse all traces of fear and darkness to your Holy Spirit, the divine light, by saying, I willingly release all desires and appetites to the light and allow them to become perfectly aligned with the one beautiful will of my higher self and God. Take in a very deep cleansing breath and affirm, I am harmoniously aligned with the ceaseless flow of supply and love that springs from the golden fountain of light within my center. All of my desires are perfectly balanced now. After taking another deep breath, move your attention to your stomach area. There you will find a beautiful spinning yellow circle that looks like a small beautiful sun. This is your solar plex chakra, the energy center connected with your thoughts and beliefs concerning power and control. See and feel any areas of darkness within this yellow circle that may have come from any fears. As you take a deep cleansing breath, release all darkness and fear to your Holy Spirit and divine light by saying, I release any fears and struggles concerning my power and control to the beautiful healing light within me. I have perfect power and control now. See and feel your solar plex perfectly cleansed and balanced as you affirm, I graciously accept and fearlessly activate all of my power now. This power, which is the power of oneness with God and all creation, has perfect motivations to love and to serve all of life. I create a beautifully loving and harmonious day for myself. And all of my intentions, all of my interactions with others today come from this place of living power, loving power. After taking another deep breath, let's do that again. I graciously accept and fearlessly activate all of my power now. This power, which is the power of oneness with God in all creation, has pure motivations to love and to serve all of life. I create a beautifully loving and harmonious day for myself, and all of my interactions with others today come from this place of loving power. After taking another deep breath, move your attention to the heart area. Here you will see and feel, you will see or feel a beautiful glowing emerald green circle spinning like a fan made of luminous jade. This is your heart chakra, the energy center connected with your thoughts and beliefs concerning love and relationships. Scan your chakra with your inner vision or through your feelings for any areas of darkness brought about by fear. As soon as you detect any darkness, notice it without any judgment and simply release it to your Holy Spirit and a divine light by saying, I am willing to release any fears that I have about receiving and giving love now. I ask my Holy Spirit and Light Eternal to cleanse away all blocks that keep me from fully enjoying my love. Now take a very deep cleansing breath and affirm. I now fully allow myself to give and receive love. I am safe and I am loved. I am loved. I love, I love, I love, I love, I love. After taking another deep breath, move your attention to the area where you will see or feel a beautiful light blue spinning circle. This is your throat chakra, the energy in there concerned with thoughts and beliefs about spoken or written communication. If you have been afraid to speak your truth lately, you will probably now see or feel dark patches in your throat chakra. Release all. Okay, hold up. Let's release all fear blocks to communication with your divine light by saying, I willingly release any blocks to perfect communication to the light now. I release all fear that would prevent me from lovingly speaking my truth today. Then take a refreshingly deep breath and affirm, I allow my higher self and Holy Spirit to speak through me today and all my communications. I step back and let Spirit lead the way, and all of my communications are perfectly ordered and guided. Today, everyone with whom I come in contact benefits from listening to my words. Take another deep breath. Now focus on the area just above your ears and inside your head. Here you will see or feel two spinning red-violet fans with their blades overlapping, resting at a 30-degree angle inside the head, just above the left ear and the right ear. These are your ear chakras, the areas that regulate your ability to clearly hear the voice of God in the spiritual realm. If you have been having difficulties hearing the still, small voice within, you will probably notice that your ear chakras are dimly colored. Let's brighten them up with your deep breath and focus on the divine light within. With your decision and intentions, you can now bring the white light into your left ear chakra and your right ear chakra. Watch as the light dissolves old fears connected with your spiritual hearing. As you breathe deeply, affirm, I am willing to release any fears I may have about hearing the voice of God, my higher self, the angels, and the divine spiritual realm now. I am willing to release the unforgiveness I may be holding toward anyone who ever said anything that I heard as a painful statement. Then take a very deep breath and affirm as you breathe out. I now clearly hear, accept, and follow the guidance that comes to me for my highest and best good. I work in perfect partnership with the voice of Spirit now and always. After taking another deep breath, move your focus to the area between your two eyes. Using your inner vision, allow yourself to see a spinning circle of dark blue, which occasionally flashes white and purple sparkles of light. As you look at the circle, you may notice an oval shape in front of you, resting horizontally. This is your third eye, your window of clairvoyance and spiritual vision. Ask your third eye to fully open its eyelid so that you may fully see in truth and clarity. Take a deep breath and release all blocks to spiritual vision by saying, I am willing to release the fear of seeing the future. I am willing to release all fear of seeing the truth. And with another deep breath, anchor your new spiritual vision with this affirmation. I am safe as I allow my higher self to see the truth. My vision is perfectly ordered and illuminated by love. Now take another deep breath and move your attention to the area just inside the top of the head. This is your crown chakra, the energy center connected to with your higher self and the universal all-knowing mind. See or feel a majestic purple circle spinning like a beautifully exotic ceiling fan at the dome of a skylight. If you sense any areas of fear or darkness in your crown chakra, you can cleanse them now by saying, I now allow the light of my Holy Spirit to dissolve away all barriers to divine wisdom and guidance. I release all fear about listening to my higher self, God, and the angels. Take another deep breath and affirm. I know that I am perfectly safe as I follow my inner spiritual guidance. I allow this guidance to lead me to beautiful opportunities where I share my true nature as a powerful, loving spiritual being. I listen, I trust, and I take guided action. I listen, I trust, I take guided action. I trust. Now, you are fully illuminated and ready for an exciting day where your spiritual wisdom is fully awakened and activated. As you take deep breaths throughout your day, your energy will be continually recharged and your chakras will be rebalanced and cleansed. Let's give thanks to God, your angels, and your Holy Spirit for your awakened spiritual power and affirm that it is right for you to be fully immersed in the warm, glowing beauty of your true self. You are perfect, whole, and complete, and you are very, very loved. So if anybody has any questions about the chakras and stuff, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you have questions, it's Friday night. Fridays and Saturdays we do readings, free readings for 3 hours. So if you want to call in here, I'm pretty sure you'll get close to a full reading. So you get an idea exactly what I do and that kind of stuff. And it will be like a call, like calling, psychic source or something like that, and having a cold call where you're not really knowing who you're talking to, unless you have somebody that you regularly work with on there. Maybe you have a psychic on speed dial, huh? Anyway, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you want to give me a call for private readings or take advantage of my specials that are going on right now, where if you donate $99 to the show, I'll give you 11 60-minute sessions, and you want to take advantage of that, give us a call here at 740-601-9835. If you're a person who has a child who's very gifted but you're not really sure how to proceed with that whole thing, I work with families on those kind of situations. So give me a call at 740-601-9835. If you want to advertise to the show, go find out how much it would cost to advertise on a show like this. Why you don't come upstairs? I wish you guys would get this crap. I wish you guys would just stop this crap and just get it out of here. I can take care of the windows later, Mom. Right in the middle of doing a freaking show here. I like to finish this whole thing. Oh, well, that's an interruption. If anybody in the chat room has any questions they'd like to ask us, feel free to do so. At this time, I'm going to ask Amy if she'd like to come on the show and work with me and kind of like discuss the idea of chakras and stuff. She's in Reiki and she has a lot of things going on in her own life and that kind of thing. So I understand if she can't come on the show, but she's had some really incredible stories and things that have happened to her because of being able to work with energy and that kind of stuff. So if she can come on the show, it'd be great. And like to share her experiences with you. So if she could do that, it'd be fantastic. And if you want to, you can signal me in the chat room. Give Mom a hug and a kiss, okay. I will do that. But thank you for everybody who's in the chat room for being here. It's really great to see you all hanging out. And if you have any questions, or we had a suggestion yesterday in the chat room I didn't catch last night because we were doing the late night show, and usually when I do the late night show, I'm usually really caught in the conversations and that kind of stuff. So now that'll see a lot of things in the chat room. But if you want to do some readings in the chat room of angel cards, and you want an angel card for the day, let me know. Yeah, just shoot it out there, guys. We're ready. We're doing a little thing here. And we're fixing to go over. Excuse me. So, hello, everyone. Okay, Amy, great. We'll be looking forward to you when you come on the show, when you get a chance. And anybody else wants to get a call in here? If not, we're going to keep going on with the meditations. And the meditation we just went over was the morning meditation for chakras. And it's Enduring Virtue's book called Chakra Clearing, Awakening Your Spiritual Power to Heal, to Know, and Heal. Now, the hard copy is great because the hard copy actually has a copy of it, has a CD in it, a free CD, that goes over these meditations. The next one we're doing here is called the Evening Meditation. Okay, it starts off like this. One and two. During this peaceful time of self-care, caring, your breaths and thoughts are now centered upon releasing and cleansing the day's events and preparing for a restful night, a night's sleep. You deserve this time of respite and relaxation. Your mind willingly follows your intentions to focus upon the healing energy of the love that is within you now. Now it is time to fully cleanse and balance your root chakra. You may want to take several deep breaths, deep cleansing breaths. With each breath you take in, feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed and peaceful. With each exhalation, allow yourself to blow out any concerns you may have connected to your day. Be willing to release any cares or worries you may be holding in your cellular memory or in your auric field. Take a deep breath and just let it go. See and feel your root chakra at the base of your spine as a beautifully cleansed ruby red fan, illuminated and glowing with the brilliant light of divine with your divine spirit. And affirm. All of my needs have already been provided to me. God is the source who perfectly provides for all of my physical needs, and I graciously accept this good into my life now. I am safe and I am loved. As you continue to breathe in and out very deeply, you may notice that all of your internal organs begin to relax and you feel wonderfully blissful inside and out. It's good. It's a good ideal to now become willing to continue to release any remaining barriers that keep you from fully enjoying your divine true essence. Be willing to release all of your goals, desires, and aspirations to the healing light within, knowing that as you do so, all of your needs are aligned into perfect harmony. Be willing to allow the light to dissolve any feelings of fear or guilt that may be blocking you from fully manifesting your divine life purpose now. See and feel your sacred chakra, 4 inches above your root chakra, as a perfect orange jewel glowing in intense white light, and affirm, I now fully accept my inner guidance as to my divine life purpose, and I know that my will is totally aligned with God's will for my perfect happiness. I accept all of His support manifesting my beautiful life vision into form. Now review and release all of the interactions you had with other people today. Give everything over to your angels, your Holy Spirit, and to God so that you are free and completely unburdened. Allow yourself to admit your feelings to yourself without censure or judgment. Then let them go and know that by simply admitting any mistakes that were made today, they are purified and transmuted for everyone's growth and highest good. Mistakes simply require correction, not punishment. So you are now willingly allow the growth lessons to come to you in perfect and divine order. That was easy, wasn't it? Hello. Alchemy? How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I see you had your hand up, so I was, you know, I thought I'd come and, I don't know, the idea of the meditation was really relaxing me. I almost fell asleep. so, how
I know,
are you today?
And I was trying to distract you by putting all those little things right there.
Also, you're putting things in the chat room?
No, in the Skype, you know how you can put those little emoticons?
Oh.
You don't see it? The little flower and the sun and the applauding?
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't really looking.
Because you were in the zone. I want to see if maybe you can just do a little angel card reading, see what the angels see coming up for me.
What's your first name? I can't remember.
Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia. I tell everybody, you know, deal with me this weekend because Monday I was in a nice accident where I actually got my nose broken and I have a concussion and stitches in my face. So I was like, sometimes things escape me. So I think it's part of the healing process.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy too because I was actually in the gym and I was on a hyperextension bench. I don't know if anybody knows what those are, but it's for working your lower back. So you're actually facing your body extends out over the bench and you have the padding across your waist. And then your feet are supported so you can actually, it looks like you're bowing to people, but you're actually, it's like a reverse sit-up. Well, see, in the process of doing these things, the thing that was supporting my legs, it broke. So it came out, so I actually slammed my face and everything into the floor.
Oh.
It was actually the bottom part of the bench. It was actually on a plywood platform. And it was like, boom, I hit that, and I hit the plywood, and then I hit the floor, rolled across the floor. And people actually said that I was out for a couple minutes. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was like I describe it as like it's like trying to kiss a bus when the bus is actually going 50 miles per hour and you're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Oh. So you hit each other. Okay, smack only. So we had a good time that day. And I've actually made arrangement with the gym owners to actually sit down and talk to them. They haven't really said anything, so I'm not really sure about this whole situation, but. One thing I do know that a lot of people don't understand that when you go into the gym and you sign an affidavit saying that if you get hurt in the gym, they're not responsible for it. What that means is in the process of you working out and that kind of stuff, if you get hurt or pull a muscle or whatever, it's not their responsibility. But,
right.
But when it comes to equipment and that kind of thing, and the machine breaks, and especially if you have somebody who's aware. Like this machine I was on. This is the second time this has happened.
Oh, wow.
So you want to see, I told people I want to sit down and talk about it because I don't like ruffling people's feathers, but I also feel like people should do something because they knew the machine was broken and it wasn't up to snuff. And then after I got hurt, they finally got someone to fix the machine right.
Oh,
so yeah. I think I should compensate for motivation. So, you know, I'm going to sit down with them very nicely and go, okay, you know, what can you do and what can you offer me? I mean, shoot, I swear to you, if they sit and look at me and say, well, all we can give you is compensation, say, well, so how's $3,000 for you? I would take it so freaking fast and move back to Colorado and make your head spin. So, I think we could have found a better way to get back to Colorado, but...
Mm.
It's pretty quiet tonight. I'm trying to surprise. I mean, like, usually on Fridays and Saturdays, my queue and chat room and the queues are usually full. Is there a football game or something?
I don't know.
It just seems very quiet. Not just the radio. I mean, it just seems very quiet. Except for the people right here who have mufflers. But...
Except for your mom, right?
Except for my mom, yes. I swear, I was like...
checking up on you, trying to make sure you're okay.
Oh, really? The other day, she was talking to me about going to a refuge house. She thinks I have an addiction to radio shows. She did. She said that she goes, you should go to this refuge house. She said, your daughter's husband, he had a drug problem. He went there, cleaned him up. And they're going, okay, what are you trying to imply here? Everybody right now, I also work for this company called Orem, I think it's called. It's O-R-A-N. How do you spell that? I got to make sure I'm spelling it right. Okay, ORANUM.com. They call me Psychic Journeyman on there. What do you know about that? But it's actually what it is. You can go on there and get readings, but you can also, it's called video chat. So you can actually see me while you're doing the reading. And it's on the phone and the video. It's kind of cool. And I'm also working for Keen right now, too. So if you guys want to go through those kind of avenues and get a reading with me, do so. Because actually it's easy to find me because Psychic Journeyman is my title. It's what I do. It's my professional title. So you can actually go to Keen and find me on there, Psychic Journey, Psychic X Journeyman, and on Aurum, Psychic Journeyman. So
they can see your broken nose and stuff. And
yes, they can. They can say, wow, you got stitches. Yeah, you know, the craziest thing too today was I went to the emergency room, got it done Monday. Okay, they give me papers and say, okay, go to this doctor, and when you get those stitches out, go to him. Okay, right? So I call the people up, right? And they said they can't, and I'm supposed to have these things out between 5 days, right? That was Monday. Okay? I call the doctor, and the doctor goes, well, he's full today, and he's leaving for vacation for a week. I'm sitting there going, okay, was there an alternative here? And they go, well, I guess you could go back to the emergency room. I said, are you serious? The organization, I swear, is like, you know, okay, I'm going to have stitches growing on my face. I'm going to look Frankenstein again. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I'm sorry, Sylvia. I'm just sitting here. I'm looking at the cards, all right? If I feel like I'm shuffling these things a lot, I don't know why. I usually go with my feelings on this, and they just keep telling me to shuffle. I don't know if you have a lot of issues going on right now, but I almost get the impression, too, I've seen this before. People don't realize when you do readings, I can actually look at you as you're shuffling the cards and pick up things from you because of the way you shuffle. That's why I like doing an in-person reading. Because there's so much more to personal readings, you just don't know. I had a lady pick my deck up one day, and she shuffled it, and every card was topsy-turvy. Like, one card was upside down, one right side up, one down, upside down. I was like, how in the heck did you shuffle those cards and do that? And she goes, I don't know. I said, well, it tells me a lot about you, Mrs. Chaotic. You know?
Unconventional?
Yeah, but when I started talking to her, I started realizing she was chaotic. There was a lot of chaos going on in her life, and her cards, her life was topsy-turvy, too. So there you go. That's how she shuffled the cards, so. So, Sylvia, I got the cards here, and I just want to know if you want me to cut this deck. I'm done with shuffling now.
Okay, go.
Shuffle the deck. I mean, cut it? Okay, cut it. We'll cut it anyway. Okay, there we go. All right. The first card that came out was Archangel Michael. We got answered prayers. We got, it's called Work with Archangel Michael to cut the ties, cut loose everything that's going on in your life right now. I just feel like there's some things that you're really hanging on to, and you know that too as well as I do. Does that make sense to you?
I'm
sorry, sweetie. What was that again?
Nothing. Go ahead. Keep going, because I'm listening.
Well, it comes to me like it's more of a personal thing of asking yourself the same thing of those questions. But I definitely get that. You got Archangel Michael on the victory card, where it talks about your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. You just have to have faith in what's going on, what you're focusing on right now. Be very clear about it. Don't give up on it either. Do we have some things going on here with relationships too as well?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a relationship I'm trying to figure out, almost like you want to give somebody the axe. okay. Does it make sense to you?
Not the axe, but just riding the wave and just going with the flow.
Well, I'll explain the axe thing real close, more in detail, okay? When it comes to me, that's not just, that doesn't mean you're going to give someone the hee-ho. It's just the idea that there are certain things that attachments to you that they need an axe to get rid of because there are some pretty big attachments. I'm just saying because it talks about pay attention. Also, it talks about you know what to do. You've always known what to do. It's just you need to really come to terms with that and follow through when you need to. because it talks about paying attention to thoughts and ideals that are coming to you. These also answers to your prayers. Like you got, oh, I keep getting this thing about, I got a headache because I'm working on a lot of projects. And she's like, I always have people who have more than one or two things going ahead as a lot. And if you want to look at the situation of clarifying, it just shows you going in many directions. Okay?
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm trying to put the pieces together of what that...
Okay.
That's like the work thing, or...
It's a work thing. It says it says pay attention to the thoughts and ideas because, I mean, every time I mention I would look at the card, I see your hands. So when I see your hands, why would I see your hands?
Am I receiving or giving?
Okay.
Well, your hands are coming out like for, what does that mean? I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, with the thoughts and ideals, we have celebration, okay? We have breathing, so it shows a lot of deep, you know, like breathing, clear the head, keep moving forward, and it says spread your wings. Basically, it says, if prayers have been answered, do not hold back. Let yourself zing, swing, just go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it shows the idea of Archangel Michael and victory. It shows new beginnings.
Cool.
It shows a lot of new beginnings going on right now with you, because your life sucks. But you know,
you're so funny.
Okay.
I personally don't think my life sucks, but I'm at peace with my life and I'm in a comfortable place. Yeah. But I don't think it sucks.
No, that's right. Well, the reason they said that was because they wanted to hear you say that. Almost like you need to hear it yourself. A little sneaky there, but, you know, sometimes we need to hear those things ourselves come out of our own mouths. So we can actually believe it. It's like, you know, seriously, do you have problems sometimes really understanding how powerful you really are? The potential of what you can actually accomplish. I mean, it's almost like getting out of the state of, I've compromised so much, I'm still working my way back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Working my way back to you. Okay.
I'll be working my way back to you, babe.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay. It's a great tune. Who is that?
No one's helping us in the chat.
If anybody knows the name of that tune, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. I'd love to hear the idea what that is. I think it could be like, I don't know. Oh, well. Okay. I'm losing here. Okay, it says new beginnings. It shows, but see, it talks about new beginnings, but getting back in the nature of things, which means the nature of life is the idea of living and flowing. You know what I'm saying? It's like living. And that's really the bottom line. It's living your life to the point of that you're wanting to go, okay, I want abundance. I want a lot of things coming in, but it just, when I was center of focus, I'm not saying your life sucks. I was just saying you need to hear some things yourself. It was one of those things, because it was more or less of focusing and say, okay, let's hear what you can tell us. And if you come back and say, okay, my life doesn't suck, that's the first step toward changing a lot of things that's going on. Yeah. Because it talks about support, it talks about clairaudient, definitely listening to yourself, and the process of listening to yourself, and also listening to what comes to you, a lot of freedom there. Because it talks about...
I've been working on that and going with the... and playing with my energy and just... really work operating more from the heart and not from the ego, and just shifting, seeing how people respond to just responding different, you know, and playing with my own energy and seeing how people react to it. Kind of fun.
Okay.
So, and,
no.
But But no, and but you know, at the same time, oh, there it is, working my way back to you, 1966, the Four Seasons,
the Spinners. Okay. Got it.
There it is. Yay.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Cool.
Harmony. And then the one thing I saw on that, too, I saw relationships and that kind of stuff. On the third level of the pyramid, it talks about harmony, miracles, self-acceptance, and romance. It also talks about compassion. It's like, I've had relationships before. If I could just find something that was really compassionate. And they're also said it's also clarifying the idea you're having a lot of fun. That's the whole point.
Right.
You're supposed to have fun at everything, not just certain things. But people were sort of talking about, I'm manifesting a great career. What's happening with my love life? Well, for some reason, you think it's different. And it's not. It's all
right.
The same thing. All the same energy, directing in the direction that you want to go, which is going forward, but also honoring and being truthful to yourself of just not accepting things, but actually going after what you really want.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, because it was talking about miracles and romance. But it's like, we tell people, oh, it's a miracle. Now I got this great relationship. No, it's not really a miracle. Miracles are basically things that do refine reality, but we start thinking too realistically, too. We have a tendency to limit ourselves. So it's basically talking about love has no limitations. And then we have harmony and miracles. Harmony and miracles is the idea. Once you bring harmony in your life and let the beginnings happen, you start seeing miracles behind it, where it's like something happening every day. But it also starts with being self-acceptance. So that's what I was saying before, accepting yourself for who you are. You are a powerful child of God, and therefore you can manifest your life the way it's supposed to be. But it's almost the ideal of letting down the resistance to get back on course of the life that you were meant to have in the first place. So just be patient. There could be things happening very fast. It says to surround yourself with music. And the process of surrounding yourself with music, that lets down your resistance.
Yeah.
So you don't get so uptight. Listen to the Four Seasons.
I dance in my car while I'm stuck in traffic, and I sing.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, they must think, oh, look at that girl right there. She is funny.
Yeah. So with the situation, do you think it's kind of crazy to say, okay, for a donation of $99, I'll give you 11 60-minute sessions? Do you think it's crazy?
No. If it's something that you want, you know, you can get.
I'm just saying, you know, people go, that's all the sessions, and you think you want to do that? I'm like, well, I would stress somebody right now to say, okay, if you call in right now and say, okay, I'll give you a $99 donation for those 11 60-minute sessions, I would recommend them to have a session at least once a month. Now, if you want to do some relation, I also tell everybody, everything I do, you can do with those things. Like, if I do I do relationship counseling. I also do real life coaching and spiritual stuff. I work with families and gifted children. So you can use those sessions for whatever you want, because they're actually between 60 to 90-minute sessions. And each session is basically a session that you would have a tarot card reading and an angel card reading and whatever goes on with the whole thing. And if you live here locally, I would actually fill a palm reading with that too. So, you know, it's like, look at the value of the whole thing. I mean, right now, an angel card reading, just a reading itself, would be like $40. And then you have a tarot card reading too, which would be the same. You're talking about $100. So a palm reading on top of that, this is just one session. That would be I charge about the same price I charge for the readings themselves for palm readings, because I just don't do 5 to 10 minute palm readings. I can actually do a half hour to 45 minute palm reading. People kind of freak out, but there's a detail in your hand I can bring out really quickly to you and show you that blood is what you do, whatever. But I can also get the feelings and sensations and stuff that you have this time in your life. Those things happen to you as well. So you're talking about $150. That's $150 just for one session, and I'm giving you guys 11 of those sessions for $99. Because all I'm trying to do right now, because I have three major bills are coming up this weekend that I would like to pay on Monday. That's why I'm sitting going. It's just one of those things of putting it out there and saying, hey guys, I need a little bit of help, because this last week I'm being in this accident, I wasn't able to really work a lot. So I'm trying to make up for the weekend. So I'm focusing, and I think we can manifest anything we want to. So I actually wanted to sit here and focus and manifest those four donations this weekend. And so I would show everybody else, why don't you go out and do what you got to do? Because the Colorado Fund was one of those things where I'm like, I want to go home. I want to move back to Colorado, where I belong, where I live. So these things just come up. I mean, I always tell people, listen to your angels. They might come up with some crazy ideas, but I guarantee if you go through with them, they will benefit you in some way, shape, or form. And such, like with you, it's like, pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that are coming to you, and you know, figure out how to bring those things into fruition, because they're all coming to you for a reason. They really are.
Right.
It's like you're having fun, you're re-examining everything else, but it's time for you to take to assume that leadership power and that position, and loving guide others too, because of you through. They're also talking about career change, the career transition going on too. It's just the idea of studying your life and trying to figure out what that is, because it's not one of those things you would sit there and go, okay, this is what's going on. This is what's up. People always ask me, what is my life's journey? That's why you're here. Not for someone to tell you it, but to experience and live your own journey to figure it out yourself. And once you figure it out, which is most time people figure it out, is when they're living it. How you know what you're doing, and then you just say, okay, angels, I love to stay where I'm at. But also, it's talking about comfort and a lot of things around you, of healing your own heart. And that's what I was talking about before. I feel like past relationships are still kind of there, and it's just one of those things of honoring it and say, yes, they still are. I'm still working on that, but I'm having a fun time, you know, snuffing out that flame. But there's nothing wrong with being playful with anything and everything you do. But it also talks about you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance too. So just keep slugging at home and keep going forward. But on your pyramid, your number one card is answered prayers. So as you live your life and keep going forward and keep focusing on exactly what you're doing right now and keep living your life and keep doing what you know you should do, you're going in the right direction.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Do you have any more questions right now that you'd like to know?
I think I'm good. I think everything I had questions about relationship and how I'm doing, it was all answered in the read.
Well, cool.
It's awesome. No, I don't have any questions. It's pretty. You really went into detail and expanded on it, and I feel very comfortable with it. And I know what I'm working on, and it just confirms. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Great.
So, Sylvia,
yeah.
What do you do? Can I ask you what you do for a living? I've probably asked this before, but I'm just... For some reason, I just kind of went blank. I was like, okay, one thing I can't pick up on is one thing. I can see a lot of activity in your life. I feel like it changes and a lot of different paths chosen and that kind of thing, but
probably I work with a lot of clients. I teach about 3-4 classes at one time, and they're every week start a new class, and I have about anywhere between, and they're all they're all participants, and they're all between ages of 8 and it's probably people kind of perspective. I'm a career development specialist. So basically I help empower people, motivate and help them do their career path and send them back to work and mock interviews and finding jobs. So I'm a job developer, job coach, mentor, and all those things all in one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I guess, well, yeah. Okay. So, you work with private clients too?
No, they're just the ones we're contracted with.
Okay. No, I was just curious if you ever thought about doing that.
Oh, doing that same type of work. Well, I'm kind of wanting to do things a little different and go into a different path. Just still helping and empowering people, but you know, playing with my energy and more energetic kind of, which I've been doing in the classroom, and I do have like crystals in my room, and I clear out the energy, and I notice that when I cut cords during the day and I hold my energy, and when I forget to put myself in a bubble, I'm like, why am I tired? oh my God, I don't feel good. My head's hurting. My back. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't clear this. I didn't clear my energy. Ow. I breathe and I go, you know, I do all these little fun little techniques. So it's been, I want to kind of learn more about, you know, connecting with my angels and just getting channeling information and kind of going through that.
I hear you. So?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I was curious if you ever thought about doing that, but, you know, this focus, I feel like that with the focus and stuff that you're talking about, like I said, the cards are just confirming you're going in the right direction, so just keep going. Kick some butt.
Yeah, that's awesome. And my friend's going to be opening up, like, healing centers, and she wants me to be part of her team and do the trainings and help open them up and teach and lecture and do other healing modalities. So I said, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I know that that sounds and resonates really strong with me. So.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and I took a Theta healing class course, and so I really enjoyed it. So I'm still being a student as well.
Today too. I actually heard this comment today where someone says the more you invest in yourself, the more people will invest in you.
Right.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So I think we should all keep that close to ourselves and check it out. So.
Yeah. Say I love me.
Exactly. Because the more you do that, yeah, the more you love yourself, the more people love you.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, and that's the number one thing a lot of my clients say. The one thing, you know, we came in upset, blah, blah, blah. The first thing we saw was your smile. And we were like, that's it. Your smile, my body language, and they find out. They say it helps ease their tension and it changes their physiology. And they're just like, we feel like you care. And, you know, the way you laugh, you're full of life. And the way you smile, it's so genuine. And I'm like,
good
really?
I'm
all, really? I get mad at you. They're like, yeah. I'm all, oh, okay. Just checking.
That's the thing I've seen. I mean, it's a proven fact that happy people have a tendency to, you know, people are attracted to happy people. So if you want to be one of those happy attractors, you have to be happy too. Because the lady came on the show there, what was it, a couple weeks ago, she got a reading and she was saying that she wanted abundance. But she felt like she couldn't be abundant unless she had a job. And I was trying to talk to her and tell her about the whole thing, saying, you know, abundance is something that you have to be before you get attracted. She goes, yeah, but I need a job to do that. I'm like, no. You need to be abundant with yourself. It's kind of hard for people to understand being abundant. Abundance is not money. Abundance is a way of living. Abundantly loving. Abundantly open, you know. It's kind of a crazy situation, but we just, you know, if I could just sit here and do one thing in life is teach everybody that your job is not your savior. Money is not going to save you. This is the reason you always feel so helpless and lost when you don't have it, because most people have built their foundation on that one concept. So therefore, when you have that kind of feeling, it's basically pointing back to you saying, you need to work on your own foundation, so therefore you can be strong no matter what situation it is. Would you agree? I'm sorry, you phased out for a minute.
We're here to have fun. Here to have fun and just play. And the more we have fun and we laugh and we play, we vibrate and then we draw those things that we want.
Yes, and this is the reason we always tell everybody to go out and do what you want to do with your life. Find that one thing that makes you feel so passionate about and turn it into a business. Because, see, the more happy you are with what you do for a living, the more effective you're going to be in that job and the more people that you're going to also affect in the process. It's a chain reaction of love. But if you don't love your job, you also have a tendency to surround yourself with miserable people too. So, you know, it's your choice. What are you going to choose? to be happy and have happy people around you and do what you love to do. Might be a little step out there, but I always tell people, the more you take those risks, you're going to find out later on those risks that you took were actually the answers. So then you'll be able to go and say, okay, well, there used to be risks, now they're answers, so now I know what direction to go into, and it's easy. It really is. So.
Awesome.
I was going to say that if you had anything else, if not,
that's it. I know you have another question in the chat by Mr. My Destiny. So I know.
What's she asking? I got to check with the chat room more, but I'm used to having a co-host too. So when there's questions come up and that kind of thing, do you see me acting soon and getting paid? Well, if you act up, people will hit you with dollar bills because you're that. No. But okay.
Tell him to call in. Tell My Destiny to call in. Call in!
My Destiny, call in. I think I knew who that is.
But they can hear their destiny.
Yes, Holly. Oh, there's a question. Question, Coral Ruby, from Kent, Washington. Do you see me acting when I get paid? Coral Ruby. You know, for some reason, I do see that, yes. I just keep getting it. It'll happen in kind of an orthodox way, but you will definitely get paid for it. Okay, that might sound crazy to some people, but I would definitely say to call in.
I think Coral Ruby is 11. What's that?
Yes, she's also been on my show. She's also going to be a very powerful psychic in her own right, and that'd be great if she called in. You guys could hear her. She does something where she has spirits who come to her to help them pass on. Okay, take a deep breath here. I'm kind of losing my freaking speech. It says, if you want to call in, and whoever wants to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. If you want to take advantage of those $99 donations, I always tell everybody like this, guys. This is the way it works. Go to my website. You'll see all the prices and that kind of stuff. But see, those are not written in stone. I always tell people all the time, come to the table, make an offer. I had a lady come at the beginning of the week. We had the $99 special going on where at that time it was like $99 for 6 sessions. And she called me up and said, I don't have $99, but I have $50. What can I get for $50? So I gave her 4 sessions. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Come to, if you have a notion of something that you want to offer, you'll never know the answers unless you actually call me and ask me. And
You don't get.
Right. And I tell you, I'm serious. To this point, I don't think I've ever told anybody no. So, come on in. I mean, I was in my shop in Colorado one time, and this kid came in there. I started doing a reading for him. I forgot to tell him how much it was. And that was when I worked there. When I had the shop, it was $25 for 15 minutes.
Now, am I cutting off or are you the one cutting off? Because I hear you muffled.
No, I heard you cut off too. So, it's a back and forth kind of thing, huh? We've had that problem. I think, and really, guys, honestly, we've been having more trouble with Skype and that kind of stuff, but we also have been having solar flares, and I guess it's solar winds. They said they've been affecting us more in history now than they ever have. So it makes sense to me, man, because we've been having trouble with the moon alignment and that kind of stuff. But I'll just say I've actually done readings for people that actually paid in pizzas, subs, paying my phone bill. You know, some people feel comfortable doing other things, so compensation goes that way. Plus, I told everybody too that $99 special. Get 11 sessions for donating $99, but we still got where you donate $12 to the show, you still get a 5-card angel reading. That's about a 30 or 40 minute reading too. So I just cannot sit there and go, give me donations without giving something back in return. So I get a lot of criticism for that too. But right now, I think there's a time in history right now, I don't think I can do anything without being criticized for something. So we just kind of go with the flow. People are going to say what they're going to say. They're going to do what they're going to do. And everybody's got their opinions and their perceptions, so best thing to do is just respect them and they'll respect you. But I actually had someone the other day tell me that she felt like that when I got hurt on Monday. I did a show Tuesday night. And what I had done was I canceled my personal readings until the weekend. And she got mad. She actually wrote me and said, it's kind of bad that people who get free readings get readings before the people who pay for them. And I said, I go, where's your sense of charity with people who can't do that? You know, come on. I canceled the reading, and at the time I canceled the reading, I was legitimately not feeling that well to do those readings for you. I like to be 100%. And then by my show Tuesday night, I felt like I could do 100%. You know? So I take things hour by hour, minute by minute. You know, I don't go by, okay, Tuesday sucks. No, Tuesday's got 24 hours in it, man. And so many minutes. I don't know how many minutes, but and, you know, it's a lot of things. There's a lot of potential in there to change your mind, you know. So our queue is getting very full. And so, see, guys, focusing and manifesting really works.
There you go. And you got a couple of questions on the chat there, too.
Okay,
so I'm
going to
go ahead and hop off so that you can answer some more calls. Or
also, the situation right now, I'm trying to look at my thing here, but if you go to Ustream, or you can actually go to my website, and you can see that we're actually streaming live video. So you can actually see me do readings and stuff. I can actually find that thing again. I just had it. Okay, there we go. Yes. If you go there right now, if you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, there's on the first page, you'll see it. You just click on the screen, and you'll see me sitting in my apartment with my headsets on doing readings. And I tell people, if you want to call on the show and get a reading, and as I'm doing the angel cards, if you want to see what the cards I'm using, just ask me to hold them up, and I'll hold them up for you. We're actually recording right now. We're recording live. Live. It's Saturday night.
It's Friday night.
Yes.
And you just got paid.
Yes, Friday night I just got paid. And guess what? It sucks because it's going on. No. That's what it usually goes, isn't it? It goes right through your fingers, your bill collectors, to go, thank you. No. What the hell?
Hey, you need to answer Blue Velvet's question.
I will, I promise.
Okay, because there's...
Hey. Okay, we got call in to get more depth. Yes, please.
Oh, that's what I said.
I was just reading that. I was like, that's cool. Thank you. As far as I know, you can get a question done from chat. Better to call guess. Actually, guys, if you want to spell that word right, it's spelled G-U-E-S-T, guest. Are you trying to imply that we guess at it? Okay, do we have to call in to get a reading, or can we request it? One in the chat. What I say, guys, is you should call in because I can be more depth.
I think they meant better to call, I guess. I think that's what they meant.
Okay, better to call. It's better to call because I can be more descriptive and because I'm very verbal. But when it comes to typing, I used to do a chat room on AOL. We used to have it's called the Psychic Chat Room. And I used to have people go, you're really good at typing. I said, that's my brother-in-law. He's still the typing. I'm just answering the question. And when he stops typing, that means I just answered a question and freaked him out because I knew something I shouldn't have known, and he fell off the damn chair. So, yeah, we had a lady on the chat room, and she was asking about her mother. And I sit there and go, I said, type back to her and tell her that her mother's okay. I said, okay, Dave, do not be surprised when she types back that her mother's deceased. And he goes, okay, sure, okay, whatever. So he goes back and says, okay. He says, your mother's fine. And she comes back and she goes, you do realize my mom's deceased. And he looked at me and goes, how'd you know that? Because I was talking to her in spirit. So therefore, the only way you can talk in spirit is to be passed on. So he was like, okay, whatever. I said, what am I going to do to convince you? Do you know this man freaked out because what he did one day was I used to work on a psychic line at home when I lived with my sister and my brother-in-law. But he called me on the phone one day and pretended he was calling from one of these psychic companies. After after we, I sit there and told him everything that was going on. He said, "Hi, my name's Mark or something," and he said, "What?" He said, "What?" He said, "Won't you tell me what's going on in my house and that kind of stuff, and then I'll tell you that kind of stuff, and then I'll give you the heads up on the whole thing." I said, "Okay, no problem." So I turned to start pulling cards out, reading for this man. He stopped in the middle of reading. Hold on. He says, do you realize this is Dave? Dave? Dave who? Yeah, it's like a chicken chong thing, right? And I said, Dave. And he says, it's your brother-in-law. I'm sitting there going, what's wrong? I said, wow. I said, how are you? He's like, I'm doing good. He says, you're freaking me out, man. Because you just told me everything without me even saying anything to you. You never knew who I was. I said, okay, you convinced now? He's still riding the fence. So, guys, if you call in, I'm just saying, it's more informative because I'm not a typer. I mean, I can type. If you see me put things in the chat room like this, and then I sit there and send this out here, it says Manitou Springs, going to Colorado and support the fun show. Donate to the going to Manitou Springs, Colorado, and support me. Let's do that one more time. Support my show fund. Help me get home. And help me keep my show going. For every donation of $12 or more, you get a 5-card angel reading. That's been pasted and cut. So you see how much I don't like typing. So I go back and forth. What I do is I pull my website up, and I pull everything else up, and I go back and forth. So if you guys want some angel cards in the chat room, get an angel card for the reading for the day. Or if you got a question, I will answer it for you since you can still hear me. So just ask your questions. That's what it goes. And we got some callers on the phone. I'm going to check out some other callers. Sylvia, so you're more welcome to hang out if you want to, but I'm going to zip down here and take care. I recommend everybody come to my midnight show tonight. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. It's for 2 hours, and what we do is we have all the mics open, and everybody can talk to each other, and we have a discussion about this and that and the other, and we do readings in between. So check it out, man. It's a different kind of format.
Okay, I'll definitely check it out. But I'm going to go ahead and hop off because I have my din-din waiting for me.
Okay, no problem. You have a good one, and thank you.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, area code 647. How are you?
It's Natasha. How are you?
Natasha, where are you calling from? Natasha?
I'm calling from Ontario. I wanted to thank you to call in too because you gave me great advice about my abilities, and I took your advice and I'm practicing them and putting up a page soon too.
Really? Cool.
I want to practice more. So I wanted to thank you for that too. And I went on a job interview not too long.
Mm-hmm.
A job interview for what?
For like a customer service type help. So I just have to wait to hear the outcome.
Are you having sinus problems?
Yeah, I have allergies. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just sitting there noticing that you sound a little bit different than the last time I talked to you. So I was hoping everything's okay with you.
A little more seductive.
Yeah, sure. We're having a flashback there just for a minute, thinking, okay, what is this? Is this 1-900 babe? I'm sorry.
1-900 expert call in now.
Yeah. So you're saying are you doing stuff with psychic stuff and kind of stuff?
Yeah, you were telling me how to meditate and do a certain way of grasping it, and some websites and chants.
I would recommend people would go on to wizIQ.com. I'm doing classes on Saturday at noon Eastern, and it's called it's a class on how to do angel card readings and tarot card readings by using your guides and that kind of stuff. It's a 2-hour class. What we're doing is I'm actually going over each card too, and it's kind of like you have a video, and we all kind of intersect with each other. Where if you have any questions about, because people are talking about tarot card readings, and they go, okay, this card means this. I said, not always. It depends on the person you're doing the readings for, too. But it's one of those things, it's good to watch someone else do it, and then see the whole thing is. Because I tell people, if you're doing readings, and you're not really getting you're like looking for something to clear your mind and open up more, then do some breathing techniques before you actually do readings and stuff. Or do a chakra clearing before you do the readings. If you know you're going to do readings, and kind of, are you going? Say if you're going to go to a party and that kind of thing, I'd recommend that you do some chakra clearings and meditations before you even go. What I used to do was go to libraries and find all kind of meditational CDs and just listen to them. And in the process of listening to the CDs, it gives you a little bit of freedom that you can work with your body by using your imagination and visualization and working on those things and kind of, okay, relax. Because a lot of times...
Yeah, I have a book like that.
Yes. There was some really good ones. What's her name? Louise? Oh, shoot. Louise Hayes.
My name?
Louise Hayes.
Louise, yes.
Yeah, she's got some really good ones. I actually went to the library and I found that she had a big old thing on a couple of her CDs on audio books and that kind of thing. But they had the book and the study course put together. So, and Dr. Wayne Dreyer too.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm trying also with some stones, like you find from a garden and stuff. I'm just following spirit's direction. And seeing where things go with that as well, how they're wanting me to go to read. It's different.
I'm just saying, when it comes to chakra clearings, and if you're using stones to do chakra clearings and that kind of stuff, you should. Some people like to do the thing where they recharge the crystals. Some people put them in salt water to cleanse them. That's great, but to really charge them, put them in the sunlight.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Sunlight.
Sunlight's really good because it recharges those things. And actually, if you really put those stones in the heat for a while, they're really good. They're also really good for massages in those areas.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, but you know, people have to understand too. Like, if you're doing chakra cleaning, you'll put the stones in the right places. There should be also some stones that you use to put above the head and below the feet because there's actually chakras there too.
Interesting. Yeah. I'd like to learn how to do feet reading. I've known people who can do that. That was interesting.
I wish somebody would call in here and give me some information because I was in Colorado just before I left there to move to Florida. Uh-huh. They had this guy who used to do coconut readings. I've never heard of coconut readings.
Interesting.
The first time I walked by this place, I think it's because the person he was working with used to be a partner of mine. We used to have a shop together. And she just seemed to be a person that was kind of shady, you know. She was always looking for things to get money, not the idea of how she can help people, but how she can help herself. And
money so, first, passion later.
Right, so when I saw this coconut reading thing, it would just seem like it was kind of funny. This guy... I'd known this guy before. I'd talked to him and all kind of stuff. Never heard him say this, though. So it must have been something he just came up with. And they actually, because I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, I was like, it's amazing how people have a tendency to do mean things to me and they end up losing their shops or they have to move to another one.
Right.
Just a different variation. So I said, that's karma at work there, buddy. Karma. You got to watch out for that karma.
Wow.
So did you have any questions today?
Since I'm slowly getting involved with this, and I'm not too bad at giving past life readings when I'm in that life frame, will things work out? Thing to do.
Sorry, guys. This town is really crazy when we get warm weather. They do the stupidest things here. We got the squads coming out. And next thing you know, people are dancing in the streets. You know, it's like, okay, guys, it's only 60 degrees. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they hit 80? So ask your question one more time, because when you went by, the siren was going blaring and everything.
Sure. Will it progress really well once I get into this and kind of master what I'm doing and things like that?
Master what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you realize that it's progression, it's a lifetime involvement. You know, like that's why when I told a friend of mine, I was saying journeyman means basically a psychic journey means, I mean, the X means infinite, infinity and journey. Mm-hmm. So it's an infinite journey that continues on forever from lifetime to lifetime. And if you want to look at it, I said this yesterday, if you want to look at past lives as, you look at the body as like the spirit wearing a suit, then you have a closet, then you have a closet of many suits.
Cool.
So it's like looking at those situations, and from time to time, it's good to pull out a suit to look at that lifetime and ask yourself, am I still hanging on to things from that too? So as you go through your life and your spiritual awakenings, what a lot of things happen is, it's the ideal of realizations. When you have those realizations, you're let go of something. Mm-hmm. At
that
the same
is
time,
so true.
And then you, in the process of letting go, you grow. Almost like it was. It was almost like it wasn't allowing you to be fulfilled. So you let go of that and the fulfillment of growth. So, you know, it's a constant progression. And when, you know, like I said before, now I feel very confident when I go and do certain things now. If I ask a certain fee, I feel like I deserve it because I feel like I'm very worth it.
Because you've done your progressions, yeah. There's always something new to learn out of it, too. It's really interesting the more I get involved.
But you got to live it. You got to live it. You got to live it. I know that I did a lot of readings and stuff on the phone, but it wasn't until I started working with people, working with people one-on-one in public, that my gifts really kicked off. I mean, you know, it was like I was told someone before, I knew I was clairvoyant and saw things, but next thing I know, it was one of those things of actually describing something like this, seeing the past, the future, and the present all at the same time, but being able to distinguish between the two and also observe it, analyze it, or, you know, interpret it and the whole thing and live it. So, you know, it's kind of
Just do it, baby, do it.
Yeah, because that's what I tell my students, that really students. People go, so how do, you know, I'm trying to do this. I said, well, stop trying to do something and just do it. Because every time you sit there and say the word try, your brain hears that, which is basically setting you up for failure.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to change my mental thinking. No should've, would've, could've, or have to. You just do it because you need to do it for yourself.
That's right. So take the two words out of your vocabulary. Take out try and can't.
Yeah.
And then say, I either do it or don't do it, and I can.
That's right. That's right. The confidence will just flow greatly. Every morning I wake up different.
Yeah, me too. That's either on the right side or left side
Thanks
on the floor.
Thanks to you too. It really helped with the support too. Sometimes we just need a little backup to teach us from their experiences.
Well, if you get a chance, check in and drop in on that class on Saturday. All you gotta do is go to WizIQ, and I'm doing a free class, so you don't have to really sign up for anything. You just can be a part of it. I'm just telling people are looking, learning a lot of things, and they should. I always want those people to keep in touch.
Oh, definitely.
And also tonight I have a midnight, what do you call that? A midnight show. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. And what we do is all the mics are open. Everybody can talk freely. It's open mic night. It's like a comedy show.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that one. I'm going to try and stay awake.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody gets to voice their opinions. If you're listening to someone get a reading and you have insights, because I've had a couple people come on, they're actually trying to do the psychic stuff, and they said, you might want to stick around and see what I can pick up, and sure, we'll all sit there and talk and chat. One night, we actually had a big old conversation about the law of attraction and how people kind of goof up on that whole thing, and then we had a thing on lawyers. We've had actually a couple of shows on lawyers, how we feel like they're charging too much.
Oh, yeah, that's the attraction, all right. It's too much. It's too much.
What we were talking about is we're talking about imbalances in society and how we could actually change things better by changing those imbalances. And lawyers always come up. So.
Yeah. Sounds like the blog I'm going to be writing soon. Yeah. I can relate to those topics.
I'm just saying, you know. I always tell people, you know, take down my personal number, which is, what is it, 740-601-9835. Mm-hmm. And then I do classes with people all the time. I tell people I do this one class, it's for free, but I also do one-on-one. That's a different situation where I charge But it's one of those things that's based on what people can give.
That's
so
right.
If you want to, it's like I tell people, get a block of six, and we'll sit and work out a price on that whole thing and be okay. You know, because I'm serious. That's my biggest thing about everybody. I caution everybody, please, if you want the answers, the questions, or reading, or whatever, you want, or want to work one-on-one, that kind of stuff, because you're going through a lot of things with your own gifts and that kind of stuff, give me a call. Make an offer, man.
Oh,
I
definitely. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you. I won't hold you up.
All right, thank you.
Next caller, so... Thanks so much for being so informative. You have a great shows all the time, so I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
So, no problem. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
I almost hit the wrong one. Ooh. Hello, area code 510. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Aisha.
Aisha, you've been on before.
Have I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. I mean, I could have been.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and like I said, welcome to the show, and do you have a couple questions for us?
I do. I heard you talking about lawyers, but I'm going back to law school, and I want to know what prep course would be the best. Test Masters or Blueprint, or should I go with a different company altogether? I mean, something different than that one.
Okay, ask that question one more time.
I'm taking the LSAT again, and I wanted to know if I should take Test Masters or Blueprint or another one that I don't know about yet.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I still feel like you should keep looking.
Keep looking?
I mean, that one you were talking about, okay, one was Test Masters?
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't feel good about them.
Oh, okay, and I mean, because I got to kind of, like, find it quickly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, okay.
Mama?
Okay, and I'm meeting my friends that I haven't seen in, like, 10 years, and I'm having some, huh?
Okay, I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. And I'm having a little anxiety about our meeting. I mean, I don't know if I should go. I'm kind of feeling like, well, one of my friends, he set it up because we hadn't been in contact for a long time, and he was, like, set up for all of us to meet. But the other people don't really seem interested. And I'm like, you know, I'm just wondering if I'm
calling. Uh-oh.
Huh?
Hold on for one second.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Back from the little break, and thank you for your patience. And our caller on the phone, she's still with us. You still there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so many things going on right now. It's kind of crazy. I actually have an account with. I actually work for Keen now. If you have ever seen Keen, it's a internet advice place where you can get advice, but most of them are psychics.
So oh, wow.
If you go to Keen, it's called Keen.com. And most people see Keen all the time. They're always giving those offers where you get those really nice readings and stuff for like $5 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, go to Keen.com and look for, guess what? Psychic Journeyman. Well, Psychic Ex-Journeyman. So
okay.
It'll be easy to find because it's the same name as this show. I also work for a company called Orama. Oranum. I must spell it Oranum. What is that? Oranus? Oh, shoot. I'm tired of these words. Can't you tell from simple like the psychic one, you know? It's Oranus. Okay, one more time. It's Oranus. It's actually N-U-M. That's Onum.
Oranum.
Thank you. Say it again.
Oranum.
Oranum. I'm saying Oranum.com. Okay, Oranum.com. And if you go in there, if I'm not mistaken, I'm called Psychic. Yeah. You see the Psychic Journey? I think it's Psychic X Journeyman, too. The first and the second. So just go in there and check it out. It's either Psychic X Journeyman or Psychic X Journey. Some of those places, they drive me crazy with some things they have going on there. But so check those out. And actually, the one we saw about before is actually video chat. So you can actually see me as I'm doing the reading for you.
Oh, cool.
And it's only 99 cents a minute.
Okay.
And actually on Keen, I have five listings on there, ranging from $3.99 a minute to 99 cents a minute.
Okay, cool.
So there's different variations and that kind of stuff. So check it out. And then, like I said, I'm also having classes Saturday morning, which is tomorrow at noon Eastern. And we have the classes are on a site called wiziq.com. And the class is basically on how to do angel card readings and tarot card readings using your guides and your angels and how that all works and stuff. We're going over the cards and everything. So with the questions that you're asking, have we answered all your questions for you?
My second question was that I had some anxiety about meeting up with my friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, and I was wondering, should I go? Should I meet them or should I?
Go or should I stay? Okay. You know, the thing I get that you should definitely go, because I feel like it's a fear thing, because it's like you're not really sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I've seen these situations before. We have a tendency to we blow it out of proportion. I mean, I used to sit there and tell this story when I was younger. I used to be really scared to death that people were looking at me, so I would sit there and see things. And I remember one time I hid in a truck because I was scared to come out of the back of this truck because I felt like someone was staring at me. So I just kind of stared. But when I came out of the truck and realized what was staring at me and found out it was a fence post and not a person, it made me think. I finally figured out that what was going on, I was blowing these things out of proportion, and I was actually making them worse than they really was. So I started realizing, because my friend, my ex-fiance used to sit and say, well, you're a very strong person. I said, the reason I'm a very strong person is because I started learning how to face my fears.
Okay.
With each fear you face, there's strength acquired.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I told everybody out there, I got this special going on for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you donate $99 to the show, I'll give you 11 60-minute sessions. Okay? So jump in there and take advantage of that situation, guys. $99 for 11 sessions. And I always tell people, if you have your own offer, maybe you only got 45 or maybe you only got 50, don't hesitate to ask. I can still get, I mean, I had a lady, like I said, a friend of mine at the beginning of the week asked me the same thing. She said, I don't have $99 to donate to the show, but I got 50. So I gave her 4 sessions. So just jump in there and take care of the whole situation. Hello, how you doing today? Welcome to the show, 315.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I just thought I'd say hello to you because you're always with us every night. So how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm just, you know, I love to hear your show and just show my support. You
well,
know,
thank
and
you.
I will definitely get back with you because I got a date and time. What's the best time to come on to be a guest speaker on your show?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, next week, you know, next week it could be the 21st, the 22nd, the 24th, the 25th. And we have a lot of days open, so, you know, I always tell everybody just with the situation, I guess it's one of those things to figure out what day is good for you because, you know, we do the show at 9 o'clock and stuff like that. I want to say hello to everybody out there.
Well, go ahead. My show over at Mondays and Thursdays, my show over at 8.
Okay. No problem. So, okay, you say Monday and Thursday?
Yeah, Monday and Thursday, I do my shows.
Okay, then try coming on, like, the 22nd, which is Tuesday, or the 25th, which
Tuesday.
Is Friday. Okay, Tuesday?
Okay. Well, yeah, Tuesday would be good. I definitely Tuesday will be a good day for us.
Okay, I'll write you down. We'll do it for Tuesday then.
All right. And what do you want us? What's the topic you want to expound on, or what you want? Is it an interview, or what you want to us to come on and talk about?
That's a good question. Why don't you? I'll send you because right now I've already got the shows pretty much planned out for up until, well, actually, I think so. Anyway, I gotta go back on because we're actually doing what show? I think it's 21st and the 22nd. We're doing shows on chakras.
Oh, okay. So you want to try to do it that Friday?
Yeah.
Or
Friday's good.
Yeah, I don't want to interfere with anything.
Oh, no, no. You just go ahead and show up on, if you want to, you can come on Tuesday and Friday. And then you could, we could all sit there and learn about chakras.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would do. Learn about chakras. I've actually had some people on my show that I thought I knew a lot about chakras and walked away from those shows going, wow, I didn't know that. Those were different. Because it's just the idea of getting really deep with chakras. Because there's a lot more depth in the chakras, because there can be chakras within chakras. And I had that kind of crossed my mind. I didn't know about those. So check it out, yeah. And like I was telling everybody else, I have classes on a site called, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Classes. I forgot how to spell classes.
Yeah.
On I think it's called W. It's called Wiz IQ.
You know IQ classes?
Huh?
What kind of classes? How you doing? Online or where you?
Yeah,
where
online.
Your classes at?
Yeah, it's on a site called WizIQ.com. And I'm called Psychic Journeyman on there too, so it's easy to find me.
Okay.
I always tell people, check it out. They're free classes. So, you know, it's
okay.
No problem there. Just check it out. I kind of freaked out myself when I saw them and thought I'd give it a go, you know.
Right.
And
okay.
I've been kind of putting them off. Oh, shoot, what'd I do?
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah, actually the classes are on how to do angel card readings and... tarot card readings, using your guides and angels to guide you through the readings themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out.
I'm just going to check it out.
I put the link for WizIQ in the chat room. Also, Keen, which is another company I work for, which is Keen.com. I have a listing.
Okay.
I have about 5 listings on there, too. We do relationship counseling and relationship readings, stuff like that. I do readings there, too. So we're everywhere, man. We're trying to get, you know. And this one company I was telling you about, it's spelled ORANUM.com. And that company is actually international. And I was on an interview today. I was talking to somebody. I did an interview with this lady on this site I'm working on now, and she was in Europe as we were doing this interview. We were doing it on Skype. You can do a lot of things on Skype. That was interesting, I'm telling you. Had a bunch of people calling in. I called them back and said, I couldn't talk to you because I was actually on the phone on an international call. It kind of made me feel good to actually say I was on an international call. But check out their sites, because actually, Orem, you can go in there and you can talk to me face to face, camera, the video, and the whole thing.
Okay. So both Oscar sites.
Yeah, they're all in the chat room right now. So if you want to check those out and take advantage of those, you can give me a call on there too as well. Be great. Check it out. And if you want to call in right now, we still have 1 hour and 4 minutes. I would love for everybody to call and get readings because, you know, the idea of me talking for 1.5 hours. Yeah. I have no problem doing that. We go over, we'll do some more chakras and really go over in depth because I have some chakra chants I wanted to show everybody the other day, but I canceled a couple of shows because I wasn't on Wednesday. I don't think I was on, Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it was, I don't know. I know I took a couple of days off because of an accident I had earlier this week. And right now we're actually streaming lively through Ustream, so you can actually
I'm on Ustream too.
Yeah, you can actually see me right now as we're doing readings. You can also see that from my accident, my face is swollen up on one side. But we're also, hey guys, check it out. We're live broadcast, but we're also recording this too.
I gotta sign up.
Uh huh.
How can I just look for you?
You go on WizIQ and just look for Psychic Journeyman, and the class is called How to Do Angel Card Readings and Tarot Card Readings, and you should be able to just sign up because it's a free class. You should just be able to join up.
Oh, just join for free?
Yeah, I'm doing it for free. That's for right now. I'm doing it for free, guys. But I'm telling you later on. With everything, you know, it's like, look at the situation. I'm giving everybody a preview of what I do. And I feel like if you come and get a class with me and do a session here and there, I think it's well worth it. You'll get a lot out of it because I go into depth in very, very deep detail about everything so you understand what's going on and how it works. It's one of those things also getting very deep with yourself, too, as well. So go check it out. All the links are in the chat room. Love to hear from each and every one of you guys. And I think I can actually go on Keen, and if you email me, I can actually... email me... And I can actually, I think I can send you some free minutes. If you want to take advantage of some free minutes, I'll send them to you.
Some free minutes?
So, what's that?
Wow, okay. So this is here, private reading. Okay, I got that number already.
Okay, well check it out. And then I'm going to, you want to go back on mute?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll see you, you're going to come in Friday, I guess, now?
I will, I'll be on it on Friday.
Okay, Friday's good for you. Okay. I'm just saying, if you want to be on Tuesday, too, and be on the Chakra Show, you can be on there, too. Just Email me later on. Let me know, okay? But Friday, but for right now, we'll go. Well, you'll be here Friday.
Okay.
All righty? Okay. Well, thank you.
Good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And let's go on to our next caller. Okay, let's try it again. All right, try it again. Hello. This is MyQIHeart, I think, one.
Yeah, I say it MyQIHeart. Hi.
Okay, say it again. MyQIHeart.
MyQIHeart.
Oh, QIHeart. Sorry.
Qi. Like in Qigong.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No problem.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind... Okay. I watch a lot of movies, if you can tell.
Everybody says the same thing, but I'm not in the Dust Bowl.
I've never really watched that movie. I've just seen Oklahoma.
Cowboy thing.
Yeah. I mean, I would say one thing when I was in elementary school, we actually did that. We did that play, Oklahoma. I was like one of the extras, and I walked around the cowboy hat shaking people's hands. so, yeah, that was part of my acting days.
But I'm actually a transplant. I'm just passing through.
Oh, where are you? Where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Ohio, but I haven't lived there in many
years. I had a funny feeling, too. No, it's funny, too, because when I asked you the question, I just had a funny feeling you were going to say Ohio. So, I about fell off my chair when you said Ohio. Like, I should have told her that she used to live in Ohio. And instead of you freaking me out, I should have freaked you out. But,
I spent a lot of time in Colorado, though. I love Colorado.
Are you a sign for me or something? I'm in Ohio right now.
Oh, really?
And guess where I want to live?
Right, yeah, I saw that, Manitou Springs.
Yes, and I want to go back to Colorado. I want to go back to where I was. I want to pick up where I left off.
Yeah, it's hard to go back to Ohio after being in Colorado. It's hard to go anywhere after being in Colorado, actually.
I know. People look at me and say, you don't like the cold. I said, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I went there, and I found out that people don't realize this, but when you live in Colorado, even in the winter, you do have 80-degree days.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times there's snow on the ground and the sun will still bake you.
Yeah, and it's like I told a friend of mine, I said, when I was there, they said the season was kind of, they said it's the best it's ever been. I said, it's because I'm here. And they're like, well, okay, they can't really argue with you because you are there and the weather's good. But I was telling some people, I was like, it was just great out there because the weather was just fantastic. I'd be sitting there, well, you guys are all back in Ohio freezing your butts off, and you're saying, well, it's wintertime there, isn't it? I said, yeah, but it's like 82 degrees here. And we had a couple of days when it was 82 degrees, but in the mountains when it's 82 degrees, it's like 72 degrees anywhere else. And it's just like a nice breeze coming through and that kind of thing. And they're like, what? I said, but I will tell you one thing. When the sun goes down, you know you're that's when you feel the cold.
Yeah, you definitely need to be wearing something, even in the summertime. Once that sun goes behind the mountain, it gets cool really quick.
Because I told a friend of mine, I said, yeah, if you go to Colorado, you'll notice one thing, period. People carry backpacks all the time. And that's because the weather will change in 5 minutes. Because I said, I got the bus and went across. I was down to Colorado Springs. I caught a bus over to the gym I was going to, which takes me about 45 minutes to get there on the bus. I get there. I'm working out. Now, when I walked in the gym, it was 80 degrees. 2 hours later, when I walked out, it was 20 degrees and it was snowing. So.
Yeah, no doubt. It all changed real quick.
That's why you have backpacks, because when it gets cold, it's a cold, it sets in too.
I know. When I moved to Oklahoma, it took me forever to quit layering.
Right.
Because, you know, after being in Colorado, you know it's going to cool off. But, you know, once it gets hot here, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if everybody would just hang on for 1 minute, I got to take a two-minute break here. So can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We'll give you a nice little meditation here. How you doing? It's been a crazy day, I'm telling you that.
Hello. How are you?
I'm sorry.
I was beginning to think you left us for good.
No. It was one of those situations of, I would sit there and say, like, I have painkillers and I have antibiotics and stuff I'm taking right now, and for some reason when I take these things, they have a tendency to be like a diuretic, and I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you might want to try probiotics rather than anti.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going, whoa, okay. So with the situation, yeah, sorry. So go ahead, ask your question. Ooh.
Well, Let's see. I'll just be open and see what the angels or guides or whoever you access, see what they have to say.
So you want to see what the angels have to say to you?
Yeah.
They said, stop eating donuts.
I don't eat donuts.
Okay, must be the wrong
Maybe
person
then. Maybe
that's
for you.
Are we trying to say something here? Is somebody watching my live feed and they're seeing me? That's, you know, actually, I think I'm in pretty good shape. but
yeah. Maybe says she'll call you now.
Okay, cool. We're going to sit here and look at the shit. We're looking at the situation going like this, okay? I'm shuffling the cards, and as soon as I get in shuffling, all I have to do is ask you to tell me when to cut them. If anybody in the chat room wants to get a card reading or anything like that, let me know. And anybody else who wants to get any questions answered or something like that. We're also doing some past life readings, too, guys, if you want to know who you was in a past life. It usually helps us find out who we are in this lifetime.
Yeah, I've been dealing with one of those traumatic past life injuries that I've been trying to get rid of for forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to sit here and cut the deck because I just feel like I should cut the deck, all right?
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, now the first card out was trust. We have trust and we have music. No, I sit here and look at the situation. I see Archangel Michael in the mist here, too. And when I see Archangel Michael, he just seems to come off as a guy who is just, like, helping you really get rid of anything that can be considered emotional attachment. Really.
Okay.
And then it talks about... And see, when I get trust in music, to me, that's, like, resonating.
I listen to a lot of music.
I'm just saying it's like using music as a basis of balance.
Yeah.
When you feel like you need to do something, I like, you know, just tune everybody else out and put some music on. You know, when I used to do readings, one time I was doing readings and this lady goes, that music's too loud, so could you please turn that off? And I said, no, I can't. It's part of the way I do readings and stuff. And at that time I said, I need to own there. And I guarantee if you leave it alone, the reading, the information you're looking for, you're probably getting everything you wanted. But she's like, well, I'm paying for this. I'm like, and your point is, okay, you're paying for my time, you're paying for my talent, and I'm telling you that it's a whole lot easier for me to get those answers for you by letting the music play so it'll benefit her. But she was really pushing that, too.
Some people don't understand.
Yes, it says trust yourself. It seems like you do trust yourself because when you play music, your resistance is down. It also says things are going to start changing really quickly in the next few months. So be very patient. But you need to also understand that it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide other people. And it talks about God's gifts. Gifts from God. It talks about, you know, it's like almost like saying, if you hear any kind of tones in your ears and that kind of stuff, that's the angels. They're bringing you gifts from God, from the Creator. But it's like all the things that you want, all the things you're focusing on, all the things you want, all the changes that you're wanting right now, it's talking about open your arms to receive.
I just got a bunch of tingles on that.
Well, tingles and... Body care was another thing, too. Body care. Focusing on yourself. Body care is take care of yourself. Now, I tell people in the process of giving service, if you're giving service to the world, you have to realize that you live here, too. So you have to also service yourself.
Yes.
You cannot give unless it's of you. Because I've heard people say this selfless thing. I'm very selfless. I said, yeah, and you have no sense of self at all. Because you're always giving to everybody and always doing things for people because you feel like that's the way to do it because it keeps you from looking at yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I actually do a lot of salt baths and I have a partner, well, a friend that I exchange massages with, so.
Yeah, because when I talk about, the reason I said selfless seems to, it's like you're giving nothing if you're selfless. But if you give of oneself, then you're giving something of yourself.
Right.
So people, it seems like to me when you see a person say I'm being selfless, it's a person who wants attention.
Yeah, I don't use those kind of words.
And when people give themselves, those people have a different attitude where they're just giving because it's just their nature, giving back. They're not looking for anything. I mean, some of us do ask questions of why we don't get things back when we don't get them after a period of time. But that's just a question of some place to start with ourselves, you know. So saying, okay, I'm putting out, but it's more or less a question of asking, am I doing everything the right, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know?
I consider it more in service.
Right.
Right.
So they're talking about, yeah, so focus on that and then just listen to your angels. They're also saying that in the situation, Archangel Michael music, that just seems like a really, really positive connection there. I mean, if you're really curious about, I have archangels here too. Excuse me. I have Archangel Michael. Excuse me. Archangel Michael, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Sandrifin.
Wow. You got a few there.
Yes. So, you know, it's one of those things of focus points and telling people, check it out. I always tell, it's like one of those things of do some research on those angels themselves. Talk to them. You have names to work with and that kind of stuff. So it makes it easier.
Yeah, I recently actually have been starting to channel Archangel Raphael.
Really? That's a good one, yeah.
I'm still real new at it.
Well, it's one of those things that always keep in mind that when you're talking to the angels, it's like talking to your friend. And how you talk to your friends is the way you should talk to them. And the more you do it, the more you... I always say, the more you talk to your angels and talk and communicate and open that communication up, the more you hear things, the more open that you are.
Yes.
I think I'm saying it right. So I'm just saying, open yourself up. The messages are so clear that you'll get to the point where you'll be talking to them just like you are talking to your friends. It'll be a spontaneous thing. And when things happen, should I get the tuna or should I get the brownies? Some people think that's kind of crazy when I walk in the store and I go, I'm asking my angels, what should I do here? I mean, it's pretty obvious in a certain sense of the word, but it's like having your friends with you when you're sitting there talking about things too. You know, you walk in the store, you know, I have a problem with brownies. Should I get them anyway?
Well, it's always nice to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, because I sat there and talked before. I said, my queue got full. And they go, what, did you ask for anything today? Oh, no, I didn't. Well, there you go. So you want a full queue? And then ask, I want a full queue. I want lots of people. I want 20 people sitting in the freaking queue waiting to get questions from me so I can help you. So it's a chat room, that kind of stuff. Let's have some fun. And it's like a guy we're always looking for solutions to money problems, but sometimes it's so simple when you keep hearing things say, well, go find a business, you know. It doesn't mean get into someone's business. It means to go find something of yourself, and that's the answer. Because everybody I've ever talked to who actually did change the whole thing. What do you think about that, Amy? Wouldn't you agree?
I'm sorry, Donnie, what'd you say?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, nice to how are you?
Good, how are you doing tonight?
I just wanted to surprise her. She didn't realize
obviously,
your mic was
obviously, off. I wasn't expecting to be called upon just then. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My focus is directed elsewhere for a moment.
I'm sorry, I couldn't refuse.
The last thing I heard was brownie, and I thought, there's the whole donut thing.
Yes, I don't want to hear about the donut thing. It's just one of those things of just focus, focus, focus. And focus can be so much on... Because I actually did a reading for myself. I was actually working on this company here. It's called Oh, random. Random. I hate this word. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you should name it something else then.
Yeah, I know, like Psychics Are Us. Or it's spelled O-R-A-N-U-M, Oranimus. Yeah. Or Oranus. .com. Anyway, I work on this site, and it's a video chat. What you have to do is you have to go, and you're in the free chat. What it's like doing this, but video. So I'm sitting there talking and having a good time with people and that kind of stuff. The only thing I can't do is I can't give answers. Until you take me into a private reading, I cannot give you any answers in free chat. And it was one of those things where I guess you would say I have a tough time keeping boundaries too, where I give too much away. So I have a tendency to join companies that do it for me, which I know it's one of the things I should work on and do myself and set my own boundaries and stick with it. But this company was good because it was just it gives me an opportunity to work with people across the world. It's actually an international company. So I can most of the clients you have are in Europe, so it gives me a chance to work with them over there and actually have clients in Europe, but I don't have to go there. So I thought it was kind of cool, so I thought I'd check it out for a while. And like I said, it's like doing a live television show. Which right now, if you go to my website and go on there's a page called Radio on YouTube. Oh no, YouTube. It's on Ustream. You actually see me as I'm sitting in my apartment. If I was doing readings for people or what I'm doing, but I'm sitting here doing my radio show, which is live, and we're actually taping it right now too. So you guys are all on Ustream and you're all being recorded, and I'll be sending affidavits in the mail so you can, you know, write those and sign those things so we can get a releasement on those so I can actually, you know, I'm just joking. But the idea, yeah, it's Hollywood, baby. So we're having a great time. So Amy, I see you have your hand up.
Yeah, I did.
Is it high five time? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry, guys. I like to have a very relaxed show. I want everybody to join us at midnight. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. It's an open forum where we have open mic night. You show up and all the mics are open. You get to talk to each and every one. We all get to converse back and forth. We do readings in between all the talking about whatever. And that's what we call it. We call it come to the round table. Let's talk about whatever. And it also gives people that who are intuitive or just started doing the psychic thing. Okay. And I think people do this. They say, well, I was listening to the lady you had on your show, and I was picking some things up too. So this gives you a forum where you can actually give your intuition too, and you don't have to do it professionally. You can just throw it out there. So it's at midnight, and it's going to be kind of a catchy thing on Fridays and Saturdays too, because I keep forgetting I got 3-hour shows, and I got to jump from this show over to the midnight show.
So, and that's on the new site that you're the one you can't say.
Oh, no, this is my show at midnight is here on Block Talk Radio. So all you got to do is, if you're in my queue now and when we go from the midnight show, I think you just hang out until I can actually get things worked out here and come back on the mic and you'll still be there. Because I've had a lot of readings I've done on Fridays and Saturdays when people didn't get quite in on the show. I just tell them, we'll just hang out because we're going to do 2 more hours on the midnight show, so you can get your reading done then. It's an interesting show. We've had a lot of topics on that show where we talk about lawyers, how much we don't like them. unless you're a lawyer, we can take it all back, but not really. But it sounded good, didn't it? But we've actually talked about how lawyers...
It didn't sound very sincere.
Yeah, because I was talking to my friend, Amy was on a couple of shows we had, and that was cool because we had a show one night where this lady came on and she started talking about her ex-boyfriend. All of a sudden, in the chat room, we started hearing somebody whispering. And so there was a voice coming in out of nowhere. We couldn't figure where this voice was coming from. And actually, Amy had taken her boyfriend's a technician, and they actually isolated it. And it was like when they played it back, you could hear somebody was growling. So I turned all the mics off. So when Amy came on, she told us about it. She said, "Do you hear what's going on in the chat room?" I said, "No. There's a growling. There's a voice going on in the chat room. Someone's talking to us, whispering to us," which I didn't think that was possible to do in the chat room. But so what happens is Amy came on the show, and then Susan, well, she was talking about her ex-boyfriend. She was on, and I was on. So what I did was we had like eight or nine mics that were open. So I clicked them all off. So it was only the three of us. And all three of us were sitting there just talking, and all of a sudden this thing would start whispering and growling. Every time she would say her boyfriend, every time she would talk about this ex-guy and her son, you could hear this thing growling. Like it was trying to get her attention, or it was angry because she was talking about, because it was one of these guys that was, I guess you would say, evil in some sense of the word.
Did she do any clearing after that, I hope?
What I did was when I heard it, because I was sitting there talking to Amy, and all of a sudden this growling came across the mic, and I said, "Well, I got all the mics off. There's nobody on, except for Amy." Amy said that nothing's going on, and Amy said she freaked out because she said she was actually had been sitting in her living room, and she was listening to the show and chatting in the chat room, and she said she saw a spirit jump from one room to another room. And we started all getting freaked out, so I went into meditation real quick and asked for protection from the angels and my guides and everything else to protect the show, all the equipment, everybody involved. So everybody's protected. There was four guardian angels here that was on each corner of my apartment. Basic protection, that kind of stuff. And then this thing tried a couple more times, but then it finally just, like it was looking for a crack in the positive.
Wow, that's weird.
It was weird. It was freaking everybody out, and then we tried to isolate
freaking
it.
Freaking me out just thinking about it, to be quite honest. Okay, I think I would have stopped listening to the show if I had been there.
Oh, yeah, I was telling Amy, every time she comes on the show, there's always something going on. We always have these great shows. Because I told this spirit, I said, "I don't know who you are, man, but thank you. I have 20 people on my queue. There's 20 people in the chat room." Everybody started hearing about this thing. They all started pouring in and stuff. I said, "My ratings are going through, so thank you." I don't think you wanted to hear that, but I have a tendency to turn things around and make a positive out of it and say, "Okay, this is great, man." And it seemed like as soon as we started talking about any kind of thing in a positive way, this thing disappeared. So it was different. And then Amy came back on the next night, because her boyfriend had isolated this thing, and it was definitely a growling. It was a growling coming from, nobody could figure out where it was coming from, because, I mean, the mics were off. Everybody checked their places where they are, because it sounded like somebody was growling, like someone had an open mic or something, and somebody was growling through the mic. And I freaked out, too, because Shannon came in. You know what I'm talking about when I talk about Shannon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Shannon was there, too, okay? And she said, "I love you." I'm sitting there going, "Did anybody hear that? This spirit, this growling thing, it loves me." But so I asked again. I said, "Who said that? Did anybody else hear that?" And then all of a sudden, there was nothing said. So I saw this open mic. I saw this. It was like either a Skype call or an unknown number. So I went back. I went in the screen room and took this person off the screen. And it was Amy. I mean, not Amy. I'm sorry. It was Shannon. And she was like, "I know I haven't talked to you in about a week and a half, but I'm in love with you." I'm sitting there going, "Oh, it's you." You know, that was different. So if you guys want to stick around, I'm going to answer. I'm going to take a couple more calls and see what's up, because I have hands up now. Hi guys, how are you? But if anybody else, I mean, Amy, do you have a call? Do you have any questions?
No.
And I'm sorry.
It's Sharon.
Sharon. How about you, Sharon? You got another question?
Well, can you tell me about a past life that I got stuck in the middle of my back? That I can get rid of that pain once and forever?
The one that comes to me is 1835. It's almost like the ideal. I see the railroad. I see you as a male. I see you getting hit in the back with a metal bar. And it's almost like I get this impression you were a drinker, and a Hellraiser. Does that make sense to you?
Couldn't be too far from the truth.
But yeah, that's the first thing that popped in my head was 1835. Smacking. No problem. It's like I'll give you an example. If you ever watched Tombstone with Wyatt Earp with Kurt Russell.
Oh yeah.
There was a scene in the movie where he actually slaps that dude that walks in the thing. He's skinny, just kind of slapping him. And I just like every time I started talking to you, I could see you at a bar doing the same thing to somebody. Very bold. And no problem holding it back, saying, okay, you know, someone's like saying, what'd you say to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? And it's just smacking the guy. I said, come on, man, spit it out. You know, come on. And I saw this Kurt Russell thing going on where I was like, you know, what are you going to do? I was like, it's just that bold. So.
Well, you know, those words run through my mind every once in a while. You talking to me?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. But I've had a lot of people come on the show and say, was I Atlantean? Did you want to be? No, I'm just kidding.
Whose lab did you want to be in?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I was just doing a play on that. Whose lab did you want to be in?
Yeah, but yeah, I would say one thing. You were Atlantean and you were in the second, right in this, how do I put this? There was three falls, and there were three things that fell on Atlantis, and you were in the second one.
Okay.
It's one of those. It's like I would recommend that there's a lady who, her name is Candy O'Donnell, and she has a book called Memoirs of Atlantis. That would probably help you out, okay?
Okay. I'll write that down.
Go to her show. She has a show called Literacy Scribes.
Oh, I know literacy.
She has that book. I would go in and ask her about it, how you get that book. Because I know it's on Amazon.com, and I got it somewhere. I'm going to tell everybody, too, guys, if you are in the queue and I don't get to you, I'm having a show at midnight. So just hang out there until I can get things switched away, and just stay on the queue, and I will get back to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and jump off. Thanks for all the information, Donnie.
Oh, no problem. Here's another thing, too. Check this place out. It's called nosoulslanguage.net. This lady here can actually do soul readings.
Oh.
So check her out. She has a thing on, you go on her website. It's called nosoulslanguage.net. You can go in there and get a 15-minute session for free.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Amy.
All right. Talk to you later.
And you too, Donnie.
Okay. Thank you. And keep in touch, please.
Okay.
Listen to all those wonderful things that are going to happen to you in the next 2 months, okay?
Okay. I'll let you know.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye. Namaste.
Bye-bye. You too. Oh, gosh. I got heartburn. Let's see here. All right. Hello, area code 717. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Spira.
This is Spira?
Yes.
And where are you calling from? What's 717?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Say hello to Amy. Amy's with me here somewhere. Oh, there she is.
Hello, Amy.
Yes. Hi there.
So, do you have a couple questions? And, you know, also, guys out there, if you got some dead batteries, Amy will charge them up for you. So,
how many can she do at one time?
I don't know, man. She supposedly charged the car battery, so that was. Tell them about that story. I thought that was an amazing story.
Oh, a few weeks ago, I was sending some Reiki every hour to a friend of mine. Felt that he needed it, and while I was doing this, I went out. Do some shopping and back my van and tried to start it and realized I had left my headlights on. Only was able to get produce a little bit of noise, not enough to actually have the car car start.
The old irritating noise.
I was starting to despair a little bit, wondering who I should call or who I could take out of the parking lot to give my van a jump. When I realized it was time to send some more Reiki, so I did that and thought, what the heck, I'll send some to the battery as well. And after finishing up with that, I meditated for a little bit longer and kind of sighed, thinking about who, again, once again, who I would call and all that, and tried turning the key, and lo and behold, it turned over. So that was a great thing for me, and I was singing praise all the way home.
There's a proven fact that you can do Reiki on a battery and get great results, and you don't need to jump from anybody. I thought that was kind of incredible to me, man, because I was thinking, boy, if I would have knew how to do that back in the day, I mean, I don't know how many times I left my damn lights on, you know? And that could have helped out a lot. One time I actually left my...
I think desire has a lot to do with it, too. Like, you really desire to...
Yeah, most definitely. I'm just saying, I left my lights on and locked my keys in the car at the same time. I was like, boy, talking about double whammy. So... That would definitely would have came in handy to get some Reiki going to open that door, that damn car door, too.
Reiki is supposed to also be able to fix appliances and do almost anything.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
It's like your one-stop shopping.
Yeah. All you need is 10 fingers. Let your fingers do the walking. Okay.
And the mind and the soul.
Heck yeah, mind and soul and fingers. And you'll be happy to go to good again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't need one of those little jumpers. I've seen these things you can get now where they're, it's like a little thing you can jump your car with. I don't think they call this thing. It's a little jumper. But, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. So, Mrs. Pennsylvania, you have a couple questions for us?
Well, I would like to ask about a past life that would cause me to fear being heard now.
The fear of being heard now.
Yes.
The impression I get is three lifetimes. It goes back. There is a thing about the Western days, but it's almost like I would say that you've been a woman many, many times. If not, I mean, I really don't see a time where you've ever been ever thought about being a man. But like three lifetimes. One's 1917. One is 1822. And then I got, God, we're going back here. 1535 seems the one we take it back the most of being being suppressed, where it's like you never really had a time that really, you were very bold and very straightforward, which was really cool in the family and that kind of stuff. But when you're out and about in this society thing, that's when you tried to speak your mind and people would tell you to shut up. So it's kind of stuck with you a while, that when you went to those other lifetimes, you just kind of like, you were there, but you wasn't so bold. You were kind of verbal, but more, I get the one that's 1917, you were a writer. That's how you express yourself, where you kind of put it out there. I actually feel like you actually did publish a couple of books, too, as well. That one in 1822, that's more like you're behind the scenes. I think I get the impression that you had a very, very successful husband at being verbal, and you were very supportive. So when we go back to 1500s, that's a different story. So it's like you just really didn't feel like keeping your mouth shut. You had a lot of things to talk about, miss any other. You seem to have a round around with churches too. Do you have a thing about religion?
I'm not really opposed to religion. I think that, out on a limb, my basic idea of religion is that religion combined with government is the highest form of control and manipulation.
And that's usually, and most of those people, you ever notice those people in those positions, of those kind of, in those kind of ranks, if you ever talk to those people as an individual, they are so lost. You know what I mean? They put themselves in these positions so they can actually control everybody else because they
have no control over themselves. I mean, it's like the churches. We're talking about the Catholic churches, about priests who take advantage of children, that kind of stuff. That's a prime example. They can control the masses, but they can't control themselves. So that's what I'm saying. I just feel like in the 1500s, you had a very strong mouth toward churches. And I think, if I'm not mistaken,
that feels right.
Huh?
That feels right.
Yeah. Very much so. That's a good thing, I think. You know, some of the things have a tendency to come with this. I mean, sometimes with the ideal past lives and things that we're still hanging on to, can still be good things, too. There's good things that come along with that, too. Sometimes it's not the ideal of getting rid of a habit. It's the ideal of transforming it into something positive. They all have roots to something within ourselves and our heart, who we are. I've always said if you take all your bad traits away, you're only half a person. So they have a tendency to balance your life out, so having balance between the both. How do you feel about that?
I can't believe I agree with that. I think that, honestly, I think that, like, with myself, I know that I can be quite hard on myself and very judgmental, and the same qualities that I would nitpick in myself would be fine in someone else, and be like, oh, well, that's fine. So I think it depends on how you look at it, because something that I see as being a bad trait in myself isn't necessarily a bad trait. For whatever reason,
right.
I see it as being bad. But that's interesting. I've never heard of anyone who has had past lives not having both male and female.
Well,
not that I want to come back and do it again so I can be a boy or anything.
No, so, I mean, I've had people who have done past life for me and told me that I was a woman. And I just, you know, I just have a hard time believing it, to tell you the truth. It was just because when I look at it, because there's like, you're very sensitive, and you have a tendency to look at things in a different way and that kind of thing. I said, yeah, but can't you be sensitive and still be a male?
That's society right there. That's what the problem is. Because society teaches you from the moment your mom finds out the sex of the child that she's having, it starts then, and society tries to fit you into this box. And we teach our boys, don't cry, don't do this, don't do that. And then we wonder why in the hell, when they grow up and get married, you know, that they're so insensitive with their wife, and they have no understanding, and they can't communicate, they have no relationship skills. We beat it out of them when they're little because we're trying to teach them to be a man, and then when they get to the man and they're put in that position, everyone wonders why aren't you more understanding? Why don't you care about how I feel? Why can't you talk to me about this? We beat it out of them.
And then when someone comes along who does those things, they can still be, tagged as something unnormal.
Yeah, automatically, if someone is, if they're nice, and if they're, they must be gay. They have to be gay.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I've done this kind of work for a long time, and people just say, well, you're gay, right? I'm like, why do you think that? Oh, because you are a psychic. I'm like, okay, again, I'll ask the question. What does that mean? You know, it's like, well, you're sensitive. Okay, I'll ask the question again. What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. I'm a person who always asks the question. I don't care what anybody says. Because people talk to me and say, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'm like, I have no clue. So now it's time for you to explain exactly what you're talking about, because I don't get it. You know, it's like this girlfriend of mine, she sat there and said something one day. She goes, I never realized how intelligent you were. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Am I stupid? And she's like,
how long did you date her?
And which one?
The one that asked you, the one that made the comment that they did not realize how intelligent you were.
This is recent.
How long did you date her?
We're kind of still doing something right now. I was asking her about that, and she said, I know you're a very intelligent man, but she said, I never realized the extent of it. She's like, I just said it kind of wrong. I'm like, I don't think people really say things wrong. I think it's more truth to it than they like to admit. But I think she was kind of baffled because it was like you said before, people have a tendency to pound people into certain, you know, they think of you as a square peg and they're trying to pound you into a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, it's not working. That's because we're all individuals. And what you mm-hmm. see as a fantasy is getting more to reality of realizing I'm not like that. And actually, if you look at it and get past the illusion, it might actually be a good thing. But I'm not like the fantasy that you're thinking because I'm real. There's a difference between that, too. So fantasy, real, that kind of stuff. And I don't know. It's like I've always been to the point of saying, okay, let's express ourselves. And I've had people say the same thing to me, too. I've never met a person who expresses their feelings as they're having them. I'm like, okay, I thought that was a norm. You know? I said, I'm an empath. So if I couldn't, mm-hmm. if I couldn't verbally express myself all the time, I think I would explode. So it's one of those things of...
I think you would do.
What's that?
I said, I think you would do.
So I was like, yeah, because I was kind of screaming about certain things. I was sort of trying to ask the question in the right way. But even when I asked the question, I realized by even asking the question, I'm having doubt in what I'm talking about. So I was kind of like, oh, shoot, you know. That's making me feel kind of like I shouldn't be even asking the question. You know, why do I not have any money right now? But just by making that statement, I was just reaffirming that I don't. And
right.
I had no idea. So I sort of turned it around and said, okay. I still asked the question anyway, but people are going, well, why do you have a problem with the lack? I'm like, I'm not focusing on lack. Even before I even said the statement, I knew before I even said it, I was. So I was like, well, I need to slap myself and say, okay. Look at the situation, realize what's going on, and say, okay, the reason you... Because I always tell people, too, I was remember giving advice to people and saying, the first time you stop and think about what's going on, your life stops right then and there. It doesn't start up again until you start living your life and moving forward. And then I started thinking, I said, well, I guess I should take my own advice, huh? So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes with the situations, some things do sink in, but
mm-hmm.
I work all the time, so it's like constantly... You know, in that mode of giving advice and doing the whole thing, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think everybody else is worth the advice I'm giving, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
I have a lack in myself, which is kind of crazy because I think everybody should hear what I got to say, but at the same time, it's kind of like what was my friend said, you have to realize that you are as good as people say you are, but you have to realize
you
that.
Are.
Yeah.
You are, and I knew that after listening to. Just one show, and it's not that you're psychic or that you're an empath or any one thing. You have such a unique gift in that everything that you do incorporates into your whole being, and when you're giving advice and when you're talking, it's from the heart, and it's not a bunch of bullets. A bunch of BS just slapped on bread and thrown together, you can tell by listening to what you say that you have an underlying in-depth understanding of what you're saying and a belief behind what you're saying and a way of taking something that is complicated and putting it together simply so that it can be easily understood. And you do it in such a calm and soothing manner that people just want to talk to you just to hear your voice, even if you're not really saying anything.
All right.
If that makes sense. Not that you're not saying anything, but it's just the
no,
quality.
No, no.
The quality is all the way around.
No, I was sort of talking to people too. I was sort of talking about lessons and lessons being learned and looking at the Bible, but not looking at the Bible in a materialistic way, but looking in a spiritual way, which was actually the way it was written. And the reason so many people get different things out of it, because I think it was written on an individual basis, not for the masses. And it's just been kind of like this one guy said, the Bible says, I'm like, the Bible didn't say anything. You have to give it a voice, but you also have to live it. You can't sit there and, because people do this all the time, 3:16 says this, and I said, did you realize when the Bible was first written, they didn't have those in there?
Really?
Yeah, they didn't have all that in there. It came later to make it easier to remember all these verses and that kind of stuff. I'm sitting there going, I said, great, but I've actually had people who can read the Bible front, back to front, but then he beats his wife.
So yeah.
I said, you know, people look at this anyway and go, well, great, you're a good reader, you've got a good memory. And he was really good at when people had problems and that kind of stuff, he could open the Bible up and point out a certain thing, a certain text in that Bible that fit that situation. But the one thing people had problems with him was it didn't reflect to his own life, so they had a tough time really keeping it going with him, you know. Because I mean, I remember one time his wife took off and left him, and what he did was he went out, hit the bars, and started dating chicks. And we didn't. The first day he didn't do that, but then all of a sudden he got mad and went out there and did that. Mm-hmm. And then he came. So the next thing we know, she comes back. And he had a date that night, and I tell people all the time, don't tell me anything, because my philosophy is like this: I won't go and say, okay, this person's doing this. I will not sit there and say anything to them. But as soon as somebody walks up to me and says, did he do this behind my back? I will not lie either. I won't volunteer information, but if that person comes to me and asks me, I will definitely tell them. And I told him that. Well, he takes off, and he's out with his friend. And she comes to me, she goes, I said, why do people do this to me too? She came right up to me and said, did he date any girls while I was gone? And I'm like, oh. I was going to, you know, I didn't want to get involved in the whole thing, but I refused the lie either. So I looked at her and I said, well, I will say this. I'll say he didn't really go out, but he did. But the idea. But she goes, but he was with women, and he was pursuing, right? And I said yes, but I didn't tell her anything. I just agreed with what she said,
mm-hmm.
which was the truth. Well, he came back. He finds out. Everybody's ticked off. He looked at me and he got mad at me. And I was like, okay, so you're mad at me because why? Because you told the truth. That was so mean. And I'm like, that freaking statement sounded so stupid. That I just kind of looked at it, and he had a habit of beating his wife, and I just, you know, man, you can read the Bible all you want to, but you don't live it, so I really, he was a nice, I mean, it's one of those things, Travis was a nice guy, he had that, one of those personalities that he did things, but people still liked him, you know, but
mm-hmm.
When it comes to those kind of things, and actually being put yourself in a position of teaching, I think your life should also reflect it in some sense of the word. I mean, even if you don't reflect it, at least, because I tell people things that I've gone through, too, when I do readings and tell them stories and this kind of stuff, of things I've gone through to get where I'm at now. I think those are very important, too, that people understand that there is a start, and then it's just constant progression, keeping going forward and changing all the time. But the idea of lying, I just thought was so funny that someone was angry and didn't like me because I told the truth. That was a hard concept to really face too, because my biggest thing is sitting down and saying, okay, this is Jesus' wife. I want you guys just to look at the whole thing. I mean, just look at, if you want to look at it as a history book, fine, look at it as a history book. But even history, you learn stuff, don't you? Even if you learn that it wasn't what you thought it was, you still learn that, and then now you know, now you have a place to work at and a place to go. And I was just like, we're talking about manifestation and all kinds of good stuff. And I said, you read that one section about Jesus' life. You learn a lot about manifestation, life, what you should be really working on yourself about and that kind of stuff. That realizing if you have a man here who was really almost perfect, that he was in human form, so you can too. Just all kinds of stuff. Just on that one section of the Bible. I'm getting tired of hearing about Genesis and all the Old Testament and everything like that. I mean, even the idea of Easter, Christmas, all these things are overdone. It's the things that are in between that I would like to hear about, that I've actually looked at and that kind of stuff too as well. Hey, Amy, can you actually come and join me a little bit on my midnight show?
Sure.
Okay. Because I got 1 minute left on this show. I got to jump to the other show. So if you guys all want to stay right there until I kind of switch things over. If you get cut off or anything like that, just call back in. Can you do that?
Sure.
Yep.
Raise your hand, guys. Call back in and let's see. Hold up for a second. Wanda.
Yeah.
So I want you guys all jump up to the midnight show because I'm going to switch over real quick. Okay?
Okay. I want to say hey to Amy. Okay.
Well, Amy's going to be there, too. Amy's going to be there, too, okay?
Okay.
We're all going to be hanging out, having fun. We'll have the mics open, and we'll all be sitting there talking about lawyers, but we don't like them.
I used to date one.
Okay. You know, more power to you.
Yeah, so, paid the bills.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here, and we're going to go to my midnight show. So thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And I'll see you guys in about 2 minutes. All righty? Let's see. Where am I at? Play some music for a minute. Let me figure this out.